If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Ah! You don't have to sleep on that couch. It's okay. No, it's not. This is a huge bed. Come on, just get in and get a good night's sleep.
My penis is so confused.
You say the work, but you haven't said the words.
The work.
Prostitution.
Escort.
Escort. What's the difference?
Escort.
What's the difference?
I think it's the same.
What? Who said that? I did. Why did I say that? Oh, I think you know why I said that. I think it is very apparent. I think it goes without saying. Bear with me. There's a point there. But what is the point? I don't understand what he's saying. It seems a little shady. It seems a little foggy. Well, it's not a little foggy. There's really something going on.
And now,
Barcelona! Barcelona!
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Sharp as ever.
This is a... is this on? Hello?
Is this on? There we go. That's better.
All right.
This is a terrible start.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying... This is half-assed, the way this whole thing's coming together in the last 2 minutes.
This is how it happens every single day.
Really? Mike is this unprepared usually?
For the most part.
He waits the last 5 seconds to do everything, and everything ends up sounding bad on the air?
Well, yes. What part of the show have you been for?
I guess I didn't realize
10 years.
Well, I'm not usually in the room.
You walk in the room, he's trying to rebuild stuff.
You got no headphones, and...
He's got a soldering iron out. You go, that's never good a minute before we're supposed to go on the air.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it always goes this way.
Hey, we're going to take your telephone calls for the Monday edition of Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. You can call on any topic, maybe Coachella over the weekend, maybe whatever. Whatever you want to talk about. That's fine. You can give us a call. By the way, I love this story so much. I don't know if you saw it.
Death?
Guy? No death.
Oh.
Guy was arrested. A New Jersey man was arrested at a Phillies game over the weekend. He intentionally vomited on an 11-year-old girl.
Oh.
Now, we always talk about the Philly fans. You know, the fans that so famously threw the
right.
snowballs at Santa Claus, right?
Right.
He was drunk, and he decided he would feel better if he vomited, and he put his fingers down his throat and vomited on an 11-year-old girl.
But he didn't say... She's 11, that's my target, did he?
No, but he also didn't make any effort whatsoever to vomit away from people.
Oh.
He vomited, he was sitting behind her. He vomited on her.
The 11-year-old girl will never recover from that. Because you feel it before you hear it. And that's not ever what you want.
Her father, by the way, a police officer. Maybe not the best person in the world, but apparently the other people in the section.
The little girl's father?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So the other people in the section held the guy down until security could come and arrest the dude. But, that's you know what? That's a bad experience at the ballpark.
Another reason why baseball sucks.
Oh, how dare you.
Really? I've never gotten thrown up on at a hockey game, ever. Not one time.
You've never gotten thrown up on at a baseball game either, though.
That's true. It's because I don't go to baseball games.
I'd just like to point out that's 2 days in a row, no death, though.
All right.
Vomit, yes. Death, no.
Then after the game, they killed him. Is how that's
No, actually, it doesn't say that.
Oh, all right. This is going to be a rough show. I'm just telling you that right now. Barely alive. You know, there are some weekends where you come in and you go, that was such an amazing weekend. The weather was great. The things I did were just, they built me up. And, you know, I think I might live another year because of that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't this one.
This weekend was not what you would say is restorative.
No.
This one took years off your life.
I lost 2 years this weekend.
Yeah.
But it was off.
When did you come back from Coachella?
A lot of fun.
Ella.
No, what time did I call you, Mike? Like 6 in the morning on Sunday or something?
Oh, you weren't even there for Sunday.
No, okay. My daughter had a soccer game. I promised I would be there. So I was like, all right, I'll be there. And then it was like 4 a.m. on Sunday morning. I was like, oh.
You had probably had enough of Coachella at that point anyway, after all day Friday, all day Saturday.
I don't know. Thursday, too. I don't know. I got to tell you, that was fun. That was a fun weekend. But all right, we'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. You get on the air, you get a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
I don't have any kind of paperwork about a prize. I can't see any of the calls. I got nothing.
We, Bean, are going to hand out the highly coveted, riot-inducing Kevin and Bean t-shirts.
Yay!
That's what they give you when they got no prizes.
That's what they give you when there's no one here to get prizes and no one cares. So they just go, t-shirt.
Right.
Doesn't matter. All right, let's begin with Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What it do, nephew?
What's going on?
All right, I was just wondering, who do you think is going to win between the Yankees and the Dodgers?
Are you talking about World Series?
No,
is there a series coming up?
The series coming up.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I mean, the first two games went into overtime, and Vancouver won the first game, and then the Kings won the second game. Both going into overtime.
I believe, but both
in Vancouver.
No, I think his question was.
So that's a tough question.
He had a baseball question.
Game three and game four tonight and Wednesday.
Yankees and Dodgers is
what?
Yankees and Dodgers.
He was actually talking about a sport that people like and watch.
Oh, baseball.
That's what he was calling about.
Oh, who cares?
It doesn't really matter at this point who wins.
Does it? Oh, because it's so early in the season.
Yeah, ultimately, if you end up missing the playoffs by a game, it will have mattered if you lost one. Absolutely. You don't feel it that way.
But you get 7,500 games to make the playoffs.
I mean, it could go either way.
It's a rivalry thing
for you, though, Anthony. You want the Dodgers to win because you hate the Yankees.
True that.
Okay. I want anyone to win over the Yankees. That's how I feel.
That is how you root.
Overrated team, overrated pay.
Thanks for the call. Overrated? You mean the world champion New York Yankees? Is that the overrated team you're talking about? The current champions of baseball?
Well,
the team that won the World Series last year?
But don't they spend like what the rest of the league spends?
Yes, they do.
In paying their players? I mean, that's ridiculous.
You may hate them and you may hate that they do that. They're not overrated if they've won the championship.
All right, don't be picky. It's too early. Rick.
Yes.
What'd it do?
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Coachella sucked. I'm so upset.
Coachella sucked is an interesting opinion that I've not heard elsewhere.
Why?
Because the lineup was, you know, it was great. It was great, but the ambiance of the whole crowd just blew. It was overcrowded, sold out, immature kids just pushing, shoving. Don't get me wrong, there was like a pop festival going on. I love that. But
have you ever been to Coachella before this year?
I have.
Then you had to have expected how many people were going to be there. That's the deal. Is you go and there's 70,000 people there. You know that before you get in your car.
True. But it varies from day to day because this year they sold only 3-day passes. Everybody and their mother showed up on day one. And it took me 9 hours of driving from Orange County.
Yeah.
To an actual entrance. I
don't know how you didn't expect it was going to be awful.
The drive-in really does suck because there's one or two main roads that people get stuck on. And you've come all the way from, you know, wherever you came from, and you're a mile from the venue, and it's another 3 hours. That is frustrating. But let me tell you something, Rick. Here's what's very cool. You hang a left on any one of those streets, go a mile, and then turn right. I'm not kidding. 5-minute drive.
Yeah, I tried, but
you didn't try.
You tried nothing.
You didn't try because I did it. You just turn left. You get out of that line. You go around like the back way. No one's coming from the back way. That's where the mountains are. You just drive right in.
I found out the second day, Washington. I had my GPS while I was drunk in line because I had an eye test full of beer in the car.
Good.
I was playing around with the GPS, and I found out Washington at 50th would have been the best.
All right.
Well, then you struggle. Then it doesn't sound to me like Coachella sucked as much as you did.
Right. You suck. Say it.
Say it.
It
sounds kind of gay, though.
Say it.
How about a nibble?
Okay, you nibble.
All right.
I was going to say best year ever.
I thought so too. Well, it's hard for me to rank anyone above Rage Against the Machine, my favorite band. But other than that, it was awesome.
Just in general, everything about this year was awesome.
It was awesome, yeah. People were awesome. I mean, obviously there were
the Victoria's Supermodels were awesome.
Well, I mean, there was Alessandra Ambrosio, and, you know, I was hanging out with her. But that's not a burden to anybody but Mike.
That's a burden to everybody that lives, by the way.
But Mike especially. Like, Mike and I spend our lives.
Omar.
We really do spend our entire lives.
Omar has the tape. It's in the lab right now being cleaned up. Apparently, Kevin left 13 voicemail messages for Mike that he was hanging out with the Victoria's Secret supermodel.
That's when it was 4:35 a.m. on Sunday morning and I was bored. And that drive back from Coachella blows. So I was bored and calling. I don't think we need to air those.
I believe they're going to be coming up soon.
Chewy.
What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
What's going on? Hey, Coachella, good or bad, I don't care. I was at the Long Beach Grand Prix all weekend.
How was that?
Dude, let me tell you about it. Boobs.
Yeah. Boobs, yeah.
Butts.
Right.
And I was serving beer.
You were serving beer?
I was serving beer.
But you didn't have a license or anything. You were just standing around giving to underage kids?
I was
trying to get them in the van?
Hold on. Don't give it away. I was one of the ones working at the beer booth. I was serving beer.
I see what you're saying. In an official capacity. Okay.
In the official, well, you know, to an extent, sure, I was doing things I probably shouldn't have been doing back there, but it was a great time.
Not
back
you.
For all.
I got to tell you, I've been to Long Beach Grand Prix. That is a great weekend. It's a lot of fun. You're outdoors. Everyone is a supermodel. That's true.
Who won the celebrity race, Chewy?
I couldn't have a clue because I was drunk.
Okay.
All right.
I just wondered how our boy Adam Carolla did. That's all.
I didn't even know. All I know is Keanu Reeves lost and did not win again, so I was happy about that.
All right.
That.
Well, we told Adam to take him out, so maybe he did.
Boy, I'd like to find out about that myself because it might have happened.
All right.
Okay. Well, glad you had a good time, Chewy. Thanks for the call, Ben.
Thank you. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Let's talk about being as a good husband. Are we going to do that today?
I don't know. I don't think we're going to have Coachella. I think that may be replaced by Bean locking his keys in the rental car of his car in Baker, California.
Bean is a bad traveler.
Bean is a dumbass is what it may be replaced
by. We have a Coachella recap. Many probably.
Coachella recaps. Mm-hmm. A lot of stories from the weekend. Ours and yours.
We have Coachella disasters. Mm-hmm. There are always the people who, A, get arrested before they get there.
Right.
B, get kicked out immediately upon being there because they're too drunk.
That's right. They pass out and they miss the whole show.
So many things that can go wrong. We have the grilled cheese invitational.
That's the only reason I'm in town.
I know.
That's why I'm here.
Bean is so excited.
Well, grilled cheese is my favorite food of all time.
I know. It's one of mine, too. But we had them in before and they bring in their little grill.
Yeah.
And they make grilled cheese sandwiches. And then you think to yourself, I've had grilled cheese sandwiches and I already love them. How good could they be? 10 times better
than
that.
They're that good. Yeah.
Wait,
they're professionals.
And we'll get to this later, but sometimes we have in some of the hottest chicks on the planet.
Yeah.
And Bean will go, it would be nice to be there, but oh well. He's truly geeked goosebumps for grilled cheese.
I know, yeah. But he loves grilled cheese.
I do love grilled cheese. Oh, can't take that away from me.
And he doesn't love women. So there you go. That explains it all. We have thanks for that info, Bean, if we have time. Not
fantastic.
Sure.
Fantastic.
How dare you.
And we have, we're going to talk to TMZ, find out what went on with the celebrities over the weekend. So that's all coming up. We will take a look at the showbiz beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5:52.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. Time to take a look at the showbiz beat in for Ralph Garman. By the way, thanks to the Kevin and Bean listener who gave us an update on the celebrity race, Adam Carolla. I don't know where he placed, but here were the top four celebrities of the Long Beach Grand Prix over the weekend.
All right.
This is going to hurt you guys when I tell you who won this thing. At least it wasn't Keanu Reeves. Brian Austin Green.
Oh. Yeah, now, like he doesn't have enough.
Yeah. You've already got Megan Fox, all right? So the rest of your life should be they cut your arms and legs off and you have to live in a box and be fed by a tube, okay? That should be the trade-off for getting Megan Fox.
Well, then Megan Fox wouldn't want him.
Right. But
at that
point. I'm just saying he doesn't deserve any more good things to happen to him. He's David from 90210, all right? Brian Austin Green won. Number two celebrity in the race was Adrian Brody, Oscar winner for The Pianist. Zachary Levi from Chuck was third, and Patrick Warburton came in fourth from Seinfeld.
So, wow.
There you go. I don't know what happened with Carolla, but we'll talk to him maybe later this week and find out.
Big old giant failure is what happened.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yes, me. According to TMZ.com, who we will be talking to later this morning, they've learned that a new reality show is in the works that could be hosted by Michelle Bombshell McGee.
Okay.
And Jamie Jungers.
Okay. Is that a Tiger mistress and a
Jesse James
mistress?
Yep.
On the same show?
Yep.
Doing what?
Show will be called Celebrity Cheaters. And it has been created by Bobby Goldstein, who's the creator of the original Cheaters.
Oh, okay.
Which I can't watch. That's just too, that's beneath me.
It hurts.
When something's beneath me.
Yeah, it shouldn't be on TV if it's
beneath
you.
They find people cheating. They take video cameras. They videotape it. Then they bring the girlfriend or wife or whoever with them for a confrontation in front of the other person. And then they play the video. And then they say insulting things like, what do you have to say for yourself now, Mr. Not Cheater?
There's another show on the air that's almost exactly like that. I think it's called Sex Decoy. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's a private investigator. And you go to them and you say, hey, I think my husband is cheating. And they send in a decoy. They basically entrap.
It's entrapment.
They literally have a hot chick in a miniskirt knock on the door and say, oh, can I come in and use the bathroom? And then you say yes, and then she starts rubbing on you. And then,
come on.
And then they got it all wired up for sound and cameras, and then they come back with your significant other and say, hey, what happened here?
What do they think? You are a priest? or someone that doesn't have sex?
Right, not a priest.
Right.
Right. Monday means box office results. How to Train Your Dragon was a surprise to many that it was back at number one, $20 million. Everybody thought Kick-Ass would do a lot better than it did. The projections were it was going to be maybe even in the high 20s.
I wanted to see that so bad, but I didn't have time because of Coachella.
Got great reviews.
Yeah.
There was a huge buzz on this movie. Everybody was talking about Kick-Ass, yet it made less than $20 million. People cannot figure out what went wrong. Now, it didn't have a lot of big stars.
Is it rated R?
It is rated R.
That could have something to do.
It is rated R, but it came in at $19.8 million. But the word of mouth on that has got to be great. I mean, I've heard great things about it, and I can't imagine that's not going to translate at some point. Date Night came in at number three. Death at a Funeral debuted at number four with $17 million. Clash of the Titans was five. Then The Last Song, that's the Miley Cyrus movie. Tyler Perry's movie at number seven. Hot Tub Time Machine 8. Alice in Wonderland 9. And The Bounty Hunter rounds out your top 10.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California has a dirty mind, according to New York Post Page 6. It's a gossip column. And apparently Arnold was telling a crowd that that America is a major turn-on. So that's like his setup to the next couple of lines. Right. America is a major turn-on.
He's a very happy and proud immigrant.
The deficit is definitely a turn-off. As if he's talking about walking on the beach. Teaching English is his ideal job.
What?
Wait, what?
Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to teach English. The guy who came here with an accent that has only gotten worse since he's been here.
You would do a better job teaching English than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How dare you? I have a degree in English.
I always say that we are very fortunate in California because we have a lot of disasters.
That's the guy, what?
And then he talks about what comes in last on his list of career aspirations. And I'm not sure you want to say this in front of a crowd if you're a politician, but fluffer is his last.
Wait, when is his term up? Because he's already talking like a guy who's got like 3 months left in office.
I don't know, but I want to vote him back in. If he's giving these kind of speeches, those of you that don't know what the fluffer is, they're a stand-in on porn sets to help whatever needs to be helped.
Right.
They work in preparation.
Keep things camera ready.
So they're not on camera, but they keep things camera ready. So that is a bad job. But I'm not sure I would say that if I was a politician to a crowd.
That's the best interview Arnold Schwarzenegger has ever had.
It really is.
We have a governor, Mr. Schwarzenegger. He's from Russia, I think. We love Arnold, Mr. Terminator.
That's right. He is from Russia.
That's the
same guy. Here's some happy news. Everyone loves Christina Applegate. And, of course, she had a very public divorce a couple of years ago. She also, remember, had a double mastectomy when she had the cancer. But by all accounts, the nicest woman in show business. Insanely talented, super hot, super nice. She is engaged to be married again to former Porno for Pyros bassist Martine. He played with Jane's Addiction also, the Colts, Scott Weiland. They got engaged on Valentine's Day, and they're going to be getting married soon. So I'm really happy to see something good happen for Christina Applegate for change. Remember, we were on the Married with Children set back in the day when that show was on.
Don't bring that up.
Remember how unbelievably hot she is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't bring that up.
Good time. Why don't bring that up? That was fun. I still get checks for 50 cents for that appearance.
You get checks from 50 cents? Yes.
Bean, you know the Iceland volcano that has ruined airfare and a bunch of
air travel? Yes.
Couldn't get over to Coachella and just hundreds of flights canceled.
Yeah, $200 million a day it's costing the airline.
Did you see the name of the volcano?
Oh, I did.
This is why Iceland blows.
Well, it's a tough language. I've been
tough?
There. It's a very tough language.
I'm going to spell it, and I'm going to let you... I'm sure you've heard it said.
I don't know how to pronounce it. In fact, there's a very funny YouTube video where they've edited together newscasters
trying to
pronounce the name, and it's hilarious.
What do you search for?
Probably the name of the volcano.
E-Y-J-A-F-J-A-L-L-A-J.
Right.
O with those two little dots over it. What's that?
Yeah. The umlauts, yeah.
K-U-L-L.
Yeah.
So those are just letters. That's not...
Look... I'm going to tell you, having been to Iceland, that is extremely typical for words in that language. It's not like that's an unusual name. If you drive around in Iceland, you'll see tons of streets with names just as hard as that. But not to them.
Iceland blows.
Iceland's awesome,
then.
But I wouldn't want to have to pronounce any of those words.
Yeah. So there's a t-shirt out. This is the final part of that story. There is a t-shirt out that says E-Y-J-A-F-A-J-A-L-L-O-J-O-K-U-L-L. Icelandic for asshole.
Nice.
Today's celebrity birthday. Speaking of Jesse James, Sandra Bullock's soon-to-be ex-husband turns 41 years old today. If his birthday had been a month ago, we might instead be talking about his
his very successful businesses, his Celebrity Apprentice appearance, all the other great things he's done.
41 going on 61.
Yeah, he sure is. He's had a rough cut. He'd like a do-over on this one.
Yeah.
Maria Sharapova, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my.
23 today.
What?
Only 23. Seems like she's been famous forever, doesn't it?
Yeah, but yeah. All right.
Suge Knight, who's the greatest guy in the world.
Him.
I love Mr. Knight.
Quality.
He's tremendously honest.
Heart of gold.
And just really talented in whatever it is he wants to do. I support. He is 45. Actress Kate Hudson turns 31 today. Hayden Christensen, remember from the Star Wars movies, is 28 years old today. Tim Curry from Rocky Horror Picture Show turns 64. And that is the Ralph Showbiz. Hey, party people, it is Monday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow is, it's one of our favorite days of the year. As you know, it's 420.
420.
Kevin and Bean listener already getting into the spirit, and we are celebrating again this year. I think maybe the best 420 show ever. We've had some good ones in the past, but I think this one is going to rule because we are taking the show live to Hermosa Beach, California, at a place called St. Rock. I've heard nothing but great things about this place, by the way, from people who have been there. Apparently, it's a fantastic venue. Psycho Mike, you played there. Your band's played at St. Rock,
yeah,
right?
It's not big, but it's beautiful.
Wait, are they going to have a picture of you at the door saying, don't let this guy in?
They might. All right. I do owe them a couple bucks.
Uh-oh. That is going to be tomorrow. Come on down. It's free to get in, but it's first come, first serve. 21 and up. We're going to be broadcasting live all morning long, and our special guest will be Cypress Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Cypress Hill with their brand new album called Rise Up. It's going to be a wake and bake with Cypress Hill in the tradition of the Kevin and Bean breakfast, which means you get a chance to talk to the band and you get a chance to hear them play live, and it's all for free, and it's all tomorrow. So we'll see you down there to celebrate 420 with the Kevin and Bean Show.
First come, first serve. And man, oh man, is that album good. I listened to that all the way down to Coachella and back. It's so good.
Yeah.
I can't wait. They're going to do a bunch of songs. So what a better way to celebrate 420 than Cypress Hill?
I know this may surprise you, but Cheech and Chong, big fans of the album.
Really?
They liked it.
They were on the album last night, right?
On the album.
Yeah, on the album.
They're on it.
Speaking of Coachella,
yeah.
I feel like one of the FBI agents in Flash Forward who has tiny bits and pieces of intelligence from all over the world, and he's trying to figure out a way to get everybody in the same room to piece together what happened. Like, why did the Earth blackout? I just saw texts and emails over the weekend that involved Victoria's Secret models, involved tigers, involved mustard, involved vomiting, involved arrests, involved fist fights.
It's like The Hangover. We have to go back and figure out what happened.
That's how I know I didn't do it right, because if I were to encapsulate my weekend, I went to a concert and saw music and had a good time. But for Dave and Kevin, it's this whole other adventure.
Completely different thing.
It's this whole other adventure.
So Kevin, you're witness number one. What the hell went on between Thursday afternoon and yesterday?
Oh, I don't have that kind of time. I'll have to tell you part by part. The very first thing that happened was I wrecked that mini bike. That was the first thing that happened.
Oh, my God. If you haven't been to KevinBean.com yet to see Kevin borrow a guy's mini bike and then wipe out in 40 seconds?
Maybe.
And
40.
Wipe out hard.
Well, I was just... Look.
God, it's great video.
It's, you know, you think motorcycle, that's 125, 250. This is 80cc. This is 80.
Nothing.
So, it literally, I wanted to ride it because I knew I would look stupid as tall as I am on this little bike. And then I wiped out. That's the beginning of the weekend. Let's talk about the end of the weekend, because this is the most fascinating thing ever. Saturday night after Muse. I promised my daughter I'd come home on Sunday for a soccer game.
Okay.
So, I wasn't going to stay for Sunday, so I knew I had to go home. So, after Muse, I was thinking, I'm going to go home. So, Stryker. Who's the best?
Okay.
And Stryker says, dude, we're totally going to a party, and a guy has a tiger.
Okay, and now, you're thinking Hangover, and you're thinking Mike Tyson.
What do you need to say to me more than that?
Right.
This guy had a tiger last year. I was like, does he have a tiger this year? Probably. So right then
and
I was
like. This is at a guy's house?
Yeah. This is at Merv Griffin's mansion.
Okay.
That he used to live in. I guess they rent it out now for parties.
I gotcha.
This is ridiculous. It's got like lakes.
He was a legendary showbiz millionaire who did a lot of game shows and stuff like that. Big player in Palm Springs.
It's got lakes and like six different buildings on the property.
Wow.
And, you know, walkways between them all. It was ridiculous.
That's a once in a lifetime offer to go
right
to a party at a place like that.
I didn't know that. All I knew was Tiger. So I was like, I'm in. Let's go. So we went, and you know how you always get the feeling that we, the ugly people, don't get invited to the real parties where the
right,
all the beautiful people know each other, and they all text each other, and they all hang out, and they all go to the same parties, and we're not ever a part of it.
Right.
Even if you get an upgrade, even if you somehow get a wristband to a party, it's always
the sea levels.
Yes.
And other people who are there looking for people famous. But you always know, you're so right, there's a party somewhere else
it's
where
better.
The really big stars are that you have no hope of getting into.
And who has spent more of their life trying to track that party down than me?
I know. It's your holy grail.
After the Grammys, after right. the Oscars, after the MTV Awards, every time there's 10 parties and I go to all 10 looking for that party. This was that party. I had no idea. No Tiger. There was no Tiger, but I didn't care. So we get there, and everyone there is a 10.
Wow.
Everyone.
How do they let you in?
Stryker knew a guy.
All right.
And Stryker, you know, he's a decent-looking guy.
Yeah, and he's been on TV.
And his wife is beautiful.
Right.
And Stryker, who's a DJ here, for those of you that don't listen to the flagship station, he is the guy when it comes to hooking up the parties.
He really is.
I mean, Stryker's just the man around town when it comes to, like, getting on lists or getting to the front of the velvet rope. I mean, he's so good at that.
All of the girls are at least nines or they're not let in. Wow. All the guys are at least nine. And then there's Dave and I. Dave, the king of my family.
Oh, they got David?
Yeah.
Dave never let Mexicans into parties like
so
that.
So it's Carlos Mencia and my gigantic Thanksgiving Day, you know, parade head. Like walking around going, who doesn't fit?
Which is bright red after a day in Coachella. Yeah.
So, I mean, everyone was amazingly beautiful. So the first person we see is Will.i.am.
Okay.
So you go, wow, I didn't know this is a celebrity party. This is awesome. That's Will.i.am and Black Eyed Peas. I don't even like them much, but that's Will.i.am. So I start walking around to see who else is there, and I go inside one of the rooms, and there's a DJ spinning. It's no big deal, you know? And we're looking around. We're looking for whoever. We see this celebrity, that celebrity, and all of a sudden I hear some music that I recognize, and it's Chemical Brothers. And I turn around, and it's the Chemical Brothers.
Wow.
Spinning.
Wow.
Right.
At a private party.
I'm sorry. It's Crystal Method. I'm sorry. It's Crystal Method.
We met her.
Dave just corrected me. So they're 10 feet spinning. I go, wow, this is great. I didn't have any idea. I was just hoping for a tiger.
Wow.
So then I start walking around, and I went and I bumped into, and you have to know, Mike and I have spent really our whole lives looking at Alessandra Ambrosio.
Yeah. Right?
The Victoria's Secret model.
She's just.
And other various Victoria's Secret models. That is our life.
Right. But she, to me, you know, she's my number one.
Yep.
Mike has another one or two, but. She's right at the top.
So we fight over who's the best, and Kevin always is in the Alessandra corner.
So I bump into her at this party, and now I know Dave's head's going to explode. he's gonna go crazy because two or three years ago, whenever Rage Against the Machine was playing, we heard she was there, and he wouldn't let us stop looking for her.
Okay, before you go on, I feel like we have to take a break because I know, and I'm dying to hear it too, but I know what happens in your pretty little head when you run into somebody that you adore, like you did with Magic Johnson. We all remember how that went.
And Beckham.
And Beckham too. I want to know what happened with Alessandra Ambrosio, and I want to know about the 13 voicemail messages that you left Psycho Mike afterwards. So can we take a break and come back and hear the rest of the story? And also, why do you have a 30-gallon tub of mustard in the studio? What does that have to do with it?
Mustard is a whole other story. It doesn't involve this one.
I need answers.
It involves us being the worst thieves ever.
All right. So we'll find out if Kevin scored with a Victoria's Secret model, apparently.
Like that's a question.
When we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the day after the weekend that was Coachella, which is an enormous music festival that happens about 90 miles from Los Angeles or something every year. 80,000 people a day go down there with about 130 bands. And Kevin survived most of the weekend. But if you're just joining us, he's in the process of bringing us up to date on a story of a super secret star-studded party that he went to. What, on Saturday night?
Late Saturday
after
night,
after Muse. Mm-hmm. And you, when we last joined the story, you ran into Victoria's Supermodel.
Victoria's Secret Supermodel.
Yes.
Alessandra Ambrosio, yes.
Who's one of the hottest chicks in the world.
Easily. Hey, top 10 easily.
Someone that you think about and talk about and look at pictures of every single day. What are the chances of all the places on the globe that you would run into her at a party that you're not even supposed to be at?
So that's for sure. I went because Stryker, who also works at this radio station, told me some guy would have a tiger. That's why I went.
That's an upgrade, by the way, going from a tiger to her.
And so then I called my wife and I said, hey, Stryker just said... We're going to a party that might have a tiger. So if there's not a tiger there, I'm going to come home right away. But if there's a tiger there, I'll probably be there all night. That was my message to her. So no tiger, but I didn't care because the celebrities were crazy. So Will.i.am is there, and you know Dave's talking to Will.i.am and everything. And I'm thinking, and so I'm walking around, and I bump into Alessandra Ambrosio, and she's amazing. So I think, oh man, Dave's going to just go crazy. I got to go back and get him. So Bean, in response to your question, did I mumble like I did with Magic Johnson? No, because I had a chance to you know, kind of get my wits about me.
So you went out and threw up and then basically
how
started just
you.
Breathing really hard to try to get the blood
splash
to flow
some
again.
Water on your face.
How dare you?
Did some push-ups.
No. Went, oh, my God. What do I do? What do I do?
I walked by and I thought, I'm not even going to act interested.
Oh, you're playing hard to get now.
She's going to think of that. I'm going to bump into her. I'm going to go, hey, I'm going to just walk away. Who does that to her?
Nobody.
Nobody. But it was because I was scared. But then I went and got Dave, and he was talking to Will.i.am, and I couldn't get him to leave Will.i.am because he was
geeking out on the peas?
Well, no. He said something about, hey, thanks for repping East Los.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for repping East Los.
So did Dave get super Mexican?
Oh, we'll talk about this later, but more Mexican than any Mexican I've ever met, which is funny because Dave is the opposite of that. Yes. Dave is not Mexican. I mean, his parents are, but he got D's and F's in Spanish in high school.
Dave is as Mexican as that kid who does the Gingers Do Have Souls YouTube
right.
video.
Right.
That's how Mexican Dave is.
But he turned it up to 11. I mean, I didn't even understand what Dave was saying.
But why? Why?
Because Will.i.am
is Haiti, though, right? He's not Mexican.
Yeah, but he's from East Los Angeles. He's proud of it.
Okay.
East Los Angeles. Which is a very heavily Mexican
talks neighborhood. About it a lot. And so I couldn't get Dave to come. So I said, look, she's right over there. What are you doing? He said, I'll give you $20 to get a picture with her. I was like, oh, wow, that'll be tough. Okay. So I went back, and I found her again, and I located where she was sitting on this bed near a pool with a DJ spinning. It was ridiculous.
With crystal method spinning, by the way.
So then I went back, and I said, Dave, come with me. I know where she is right now. Because last time I said I bumped into her. She's sitting. I know where she is. Let's go. So we got Stryker. Now, let me tell you something about Stryker. Stryker is gold. You said he was gold at getting in parties?
Yeah.
He knows her.
How is that?
You tell me. When we saw her at Coachella 2 or 3 years ago when Rage Against the Machine was playing, Stryker introduced me to her.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
You tell me how. I don't know, but wow. He does.
Well, remember, Stryker was the DJ on the Ellen DeGeneres show for a couple of years, so he probably met a million celebrities.
Maybe, but
just
this
through
was,
that.
Yeah, but we all three of us meet a million hot chicks. They don't know us.
Well, that's true.
You know?
So Dave and I said, let's go get Stryker because he can introduce us. Then everything will be easy.
Because you're
there.
Terrified to walk up to her on your own.
Honestly, I'm not. Honestly, I could have walked up and said, hey, how's it going? But I would have made it super short because I didn't want to annoy her. You know what I mean? Yeah. I would have said, hey, I'm a big fan. Would you mind a picture? And then I would walk away.
Let's face it. You're a married guy, and she would have that point come on to you once she saw you.
Well, there's no question.
And then
that.
It just would have gotten awkward because
no
now you got to let her down. You got to break her heart. And now you've made somebody sad.
Now I'm trying to sneak out of the party, and she's climbing the wall. You know,
like they do.
We can't have that. So anyway, so we get Stryker. Stryker comes over and goes, hey, and I'm not kidding you. This is what a baller Stryker is. This is why I think Stryker's my new hero. He walked up to Alessandra Ambrosio, and she said to him, hey, how's it going?
Oh.
Before he said anything.
Dude.
So he makes the introductions, me and Dave, and we stand there and talk to her for, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes. She talks about Coachella, how much she loves it. She talks about how she loves rock music. Rock is her favorite.
Wow, that's a surprise.
Right.
She's for a Brazilian supermodel.
Brazilian supermodel. You would think some kind of dance or house or something.
At any point did you say to her?
You...
No.
I just wanted...
No, because...
You're great. No, because that was me bumping into Magic unprepared. This time, I was prepared.
Right. I could see Kevin like Eminem in 8 Mile before he goes on stage in the back getting ready to talk.
Ready to throw up?
Yeah, just looking in the mirror. This is your moment. Here we go.
Don't let this slip. No, so I went up to her and we were talking. She said, I love rock music. And then she said, as a matter of fact, I totally want to come to the Weenie Roast.
Oh.
Now, for those of you that aren't in Southern California, that's our summer concert where we have a bunch of bands, kind of like the Coachella thing was, but we have a bunch of bands at one venue. And our radio station promotes it and throws it and books it. Turns out we could get her in.
And you said, my name's Kevin Ryder. Here's my contact information. I'll make sure you're in.
I said that.
She's on your list, dude.
I said that will so not be a problem. At that point, my head was blown because I was like, she knows like our show and she wants to come to our show. So anyway. Cut to the end of the night. I have to leave. It's like 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I promised my daughter I'd be home for a soccer game. So I go out and I get my car.
Like you remember your daughter at this point after standing next to her for a few minutes.
Well,
by
I
the
had
way.
Stopped drinking, you know, way earlier in the night because I knew I had to drive. So I was pretty clear by then. So I get in the car and it's a long, boring drive.
How hard is it to go back to your real life after being at a party with Victoria's Secret supermodels,
and,
by the way?
When your real life is getting in a car and driving on the 10
in
through
the middle
those
of the night?
Stupid white fans. Oh, it wasn't the middle of the night. The sun was coming up over Arizona behind me.
Oh.
That sucks. When I got in my car driving away, the sun was coming over the mountains.
That does hurt.
I woke up to something equally as disturbing. I left Saturday night right after Muse, and I got back to my place and just passed out here in L.A. And I woke up, and I went to check my phone, and I saw missed calls, lots of them, 14 of them, and 13 voicemails from Kevin.
Now, okay. How often do I call you?
Twice a year. So I saw 13 voicemails between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m.
And what did you think? That he was in a car wreck and he was literally in a ditch somewhere?
Honestly, I got that pit in my stomach feeling. I mean, I got so scared because I said, oh, my God, he's stranded in the middle of the desert and I'm not there to help him. I'm terrible. I should have brought my phone with me to my bedroom. Oh, my God, what have I done?
What if Kevin dies and it's on me?
I frantically check my voicemail and this is what I hear.
So I'm standing there with Alessandro Ambrosio. And, you know, we're just hanging out. We're just chatting. So, just hanging, chilling. We're chilling, I'd say. And she started asking about Weenie Roast. Hey, I'd like to come to the Weenie Roast. And I said, how about that? I think I could probably make that happen. So, and then we took another picture. I can't remember it. It's a long, and mostly, you know, most of the night. So,
All my messages ended with F you.
So you just called to rub it in. There's no other information just to say, oh, who was hanging out with her and who wasn't?
All 13 messages.
Which one of us was? I can't remember.
I'm sorry, I keep forgetting. You or me, Alessandro Ambrosio. You or me. You or me. You? Was it me? Was it you? I have a bad memory. I think it was me. Oh, you. So Alessandro Ambrosio says to me, who's playing Weenie Road? Because I really want to come to Weenie Road. So what's the date?
And by the way, I don't have any idea yet.
I just make it up.
I have no idea who's played Weenie Roast yet, but I think to myself now, I have to act like I do, so I need to come up with a band.
I tell her the prospective date. She says, who's playing? So the Chemical Brothers were playing.
Crystal Method. Sorry.
right there. So I said, the Chemical Brothers? She said, I should totally come to that show. And I said, yeah, we could probably hook you up. So...
By the way, the way Kevin retells the story makes it sound like he was super calm, cool, and collected with her.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I could probably hook you up is what he says to you on the voicemail. In real life, he was like, okay.
No, who are your favorite bands?
No.
Okay, they'll be there.
The truth of the matter is that if she goes, Stryker will hook her up. That's the truth of the matter. But
hey, Mike, I forgot. Who's that Brazilian supermodel? Victoria's Secret. She's from Brazil. Sandra Alessandra Ambrosio, something like that. Yeah, hanging out with her. Me, pictures, photos, you know, chilling, like I do.
When do we get to see the picture?
I'm working on it. I got to cut Dave out first.
Okay.
good call.
I have to Photoshop him.
What time do the grilled cheese people get here?
9.
Oh, I can't wait.
Have to wait a bit.
Grilled cheese invitationals coming to town. We've got him in our studio later on today. Plus, we'll be taking your phone calls about your Coachella weekend, including your Coachella disasters coming up. Also, TMZ.com on the Kevin and Bean Show today. First, time for the Afro Line. That's our voicemail. You leave us a message. We play him back on the radio. 323-520-AFRO is the number. What are folks calling about?
A lot of various things. This guy, I'm not sure.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. I'm calling because...
So your guess is as good as mine?
I don't know what we're supposed to do with that.
I don't either. Dude coming back from Coachella, very excited.
Yeah, Coachella. Coachella. It's all over now, but it was a blast.
Okay. Good review.
Thank you for the update. Landon Donovan came into the studio last week, and I really do love him. I mean, I think he's maybe the best American soccer player ever. But he's not my boyfriend. Like you guys keep claiming.
Oh, Landon Donovan. Oh, Landon Donovan.
Now, here's the fight that I understand I'm in. I love hockey.
Right.
Hockey people who love hockey are hardcore. Not everybody's a hockey fan. As a matter of fact, I'd say... Fewer people are hockey fans. Not enough people are hockey fans. So I know I'm fighting an uphill battle.
Would you say that your two favorite sports are the two least popular sports?
In America, yeah.
Soccer and hockey?
Soccer, yeah. So, and then the other one is soccer, and fewer people, it seems, love that as much as I do. I did run into a guy with an iPhone app that had a countdown backwards to the World Cup, June 11.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, you're my people, but we got to hide because we're going to get beat up. I'm sorry, what was that?
Go ahead.
Oh.
Nobody cares about soccer. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I care. Galaxy 4, no. Just thought I'd say that. This guy is giving props to Omar.
Hey, you know, I just heard that commercial that Kevin did for BeTheMatch.com. I just wanted to applaud Omar. You can't even tell Kevin's retarded.
For folks who didn't hear that story, there was 30 minutes of tape that Omar had to then edit together to make it sound like one seamless sentence.
30 minutes.
I mean, syllable by syllable, he had to put that together. It was like deciphering the Dead Sea Scrolls to try to turn that into a sentence we could understand.
For the word B, he had to edit two things together. The B and the E. So he does do good work.
I just got through watching Kevin's Kesha video, blah, blah, blah. And is it me or does he look like Mickey Rourke as Randy the Ram? As Kesha.
Wow. I am not standing by my attractiveness.
We should mention at this time, by the way, that the Kesha video that Kevin did that's so awesome, that's so beloved, has now gone worldwide on the Perez Hilton site on Saturday. He put it up there. And you're getting a lot of love from Perez's people, too,
really?
By the way. Yeah.
Well,
Did you see Kesha on Saturday Night Live?
No, but I'm dying to because she had to be terrible, right? Terrible.
You know, she didn't sound awful.
Was she lip syncing?
I think so.
Do you? Maybe that's why she didn't sound awful. But she is trying to out Gaga with the crazy outfit. She had like dancing robots and stuff, and she had this one outfit where she was completely head to toe covered with some sort of weird paint or something.
It was the neon tribal kind of thing, where it's like under a black light, with neon face paint.
You know why she does that? She does that because she doesn't have talent.
Because her music sucks so bad.
So she has to act like she's a crazy artist. I hate people.
And
like
she did say in her baby voice at one point, "It's Saturday night. Does anybody want to make out?" She didn't do that.
Wow.
So, you know why else she does that?
Why?
Because she's not like a young Britney who guys want to F. So she can't just wear a bikini top and a skirt. Because that would be perfectly suitable for Fergie, Shakira, Britney, any other female pop star.
Disastrous for her. She has to cover up as much as possible. And by the way, I think the name of the song is Baby Talk. I don't know what it's listed on Perez or whatever, but if you want to look for it. I put this up and took it down right away because I feel like it was offensive. I'm surprised this guy saw it.
I was looking online and I saw that picture that you did with Kesha and Hitler. I was very offended. Very offended. How could you do that to Hitler?
It is kind of offensive to the Fuhrer.
I just put up a picture with her makeup and her nose ring.
Hitler's in hell right now. Going, look, I know I'm a bad guy, but that's a low blow.
Kevin's a genius with the Photoshop, by the way.
Well, I did that because it was Osama bin Laden, and that's what everyone got upset. Oh, how dare you compare her to Osama bin Laden? So then they made me take it down. So that made me mad. I tried to think, who's the only person in history worse than Osama bin Laden? So I put it up, and then I got to take it down pretty quickly. All right. Remember Clash of the Titans when they say release the Kraken?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're not going
to
revisit
no
this.
Reference to South Park.
Okay, good.
But the Kraken is this giant monster that basically the devil makes to devour human beings, and it's scary as hell.
Yeah, Kevin and Bean, I was up in L.A. today, and the cops had this guy up against the wall, and I yelled out really fast, "Release the Crackhead!"
That's pretty good.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
That's good, and we can repeat it.
That's right.
Which makes it even... 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:54.
Would it sound like the reggae man right near the beach?
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. Hey, we're going to take your calls coming up after the top of the hour. If you were at the Coachella Festival this weekend, we want to hear your stories. We want to hear who you ran into. Maybe you were there with Whitney Port and Kristen Cavallari, who are some of the celebrities that responded.
Hey, apparently, maybe you were there with Katy Perry.
Dave said that the paparazzi were going crazy at Coachella this year. It's usually not a big, paparazzi location, but it's getting bigger every year. And when Paris and Nikki Hilton are there, and
I was popping bottles with Maria Shriver.
I was. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. I had an air horn in my pocket that I smuggled in, and Dave dared me to do it to Paris Hilton. She's like, "Paris Hilton's right over there." And I said, "Done." And we started walking around. We couldn't find her.
Dita Von Teese, Anne Hathaway, tons of people there. Anyway, we want to know who you saw. We want to know about the bands that you loved. We want to know funny things that happened. We want your experiences of Coachella. We're going to be taking your calls coming up next at 1-800-520-1067. It's such a huge event that goes on for so long over such a wide space. We can't be everywhere and see everything, so we want to know what your stories are coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, in for Ralph Garman, it's Psycho Mike with the Showbiz Beat.
Hey now, I don't know nothing about no Coachella. What I do know, Kevin, this story is just for you. Right. Kesha, musical guest on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
This past weekend?
Yes, sir.
Tell me where I can find it online. I can't wait.
I'm sure if you just, you know, put in the search at YouTube, Kesha Saturday Night Live performance, because it was amazing. It was like Hendrix opening up Woodstock with the Star Spangled Banner.
And by that, you mean it was crappy?
Oh, it was horrible. Yeah. But she's garnering a lot of buzz for her outfits and her backup dancers and all, because she's so original, because no one's ever done the space motif. No one's ever done that in the history of popular music.
It's true. It is brand new.
And she performed her songs, I'm Fug and Square Ass McGee. But
those are good songs, both.
She was said she was disappointed.
She did two songs,
but she was disappointed. She did not get to participate in any of the skits like she was promised she would.
I'll put her in a skit.
She had rehearsed it in a couple skits leading up to the show, but did not get to participate in any of them come time for taping. But she did say that her and host Ryan Phillippe bonded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Things are not getting better for her.
Oh, no, really?
Well.
How could they get worse?
Death threats?
Oh, no.
From who? From some of Jesse's whores?
Well, for the tattoo model of Jesse's whores, Bombshell McGee, the number one most well-known Jesse whore, Bombshell McGee, her ex-husband, Shane Modica, received an interesting phone call a couple weeks ago. Some mystery man claimed to the tattoo model and dancer put together a hit on him and Sandra Bullock.
Immediately. Wait, hold on a sec.
Yes.
I'm having trouble following the players here. Michelle Bombshell McGee
wanted to kill her own husband.
Her ex-husband got a phone call from a man that says Bombshell and he are putting together a hit on both him and Sandra Bullock.
Wow.
Yeah, so immediately...
they could be together forever.
Immediately, Shane called some institution, the FBI, I believe. Immediately, he called the FBI, and upon further investigation, it turns out the guy's got a screw loose. He actually has some brain damage from a head injury that he suffered, but no one likes death
threats.
Me too,
so what? I don't threaten people's lives.
And more Sandra Bullock news. She is going to have to return her Razzie.
What?
Yes.
She earned that Razzie.
And she accepted it in person.
For those of you that don't know what a Razzie is, it's kind of like the Oscars for the worst performances.
Yeah.
She of course, got the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in The Blind Side.
Best Actress.
Best Actress, I apologize, in Blind Side. But she got a Razzie for All About Steve,
right,
in which she plays a psychotic stalker of Bradley Cooper. She accepted it in person, which people most often don't do.
Uh-huh.
And I guess she received the actual Razzie they handed her was a prototype that wasn't supposed to be handed out.
Oh.
And the one that she's with her name on it and everything is still sitting backstage at the
auditorium. Oh, I see. So she took the wrong one home.
Yeah, it's not been a good couple months for Sam.
No.
That's all I'm
saying. Hey, do you want to come back and get your real Razzie?
Yeah, no.
I prefer to stay home.
I think I did enough by accepting in person.
Speaking of actresses that are having a tough time, Lindsay Lohan is going to officially get back into acting, and we know when now. The much-talked-about Robert Rodriguez film Machete will be released on Labor Day this year. You just effed with the wrong Mexican.
Yeah.
Danny Trejo, our friend, friend of the show, plays a machete-wielding ex-federale.
Tell him where it started, though, where it came from.
It was from the Grindhouse movies that Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino did 2 years ago. They had these fake movie trailers for each movie.
That didn't exist that looked great.
Yeah, Eli Roth did Black Christmas, or what was it called, you know? Dark Meat, where the guy was the holiday axe murderer. And one of these fake trailers was called Machete, where Danny Trejo goes around with a machete killing people.
And we were we want you to make that movie. That sounds great.
And so much buzz came out of that trailer that Robert Rodriguez decided to make it into a real movie. Well, that is going to be, like I said, coming out on Labor Day. And Lindsay Lohan is in the movie and actually has a pretty sizable role. It also stars Jessica Alba, Robert De Niro, and Michelle Rodriguez. So this might be Lindsay Lohan's entrance into Hollywood again, because this looks like a real, you know, project, not some straight to DVD kind of
BS deal.
I wonder
how many times that's happened where a fake trailer has been received so well that they then had to go out and make a movie.
Seldom, I guess.
Yeah, it can't have happened. Couldn't have happened very often. But I do remember a lot of funny fake trailers before Tropic Thunder too. That could make for real.
Did Robert De Niro have a comment? Oh, I'm sorry, that's Ralph. Sorry,
sure. He said,
"No, don't worry about it. That's Ralph." I got confused.
You're talking to me.
Why would he say that?
No.
Today's celebrity
birthday.
Could have
been a contender.
That's Marlon Brando.
No, it isn't.
Just do the
birthdays. Raging Bull, you fool.
No, I could have been a contender as Marlon Brando from On the Waterfront. You fool.
All right, the Twitterverse is going to explode. Celebrity birthdays for today. Actor Tim Curry. He's a very talented guy. 64. Hip-hop mogul Suge Knight, who you guys say is a great guy.
He's an awesome dude.
I say he's a bitch. And a barber down the street who's like my size knocked him the F out, and it was all over TMZ. Actress Ashley Judd is 42 and still scorching hot. Jesse James, speaking of poor Sandra Bullock, he's 41 today. And one of my favorite actors in Hollywood, James Franco, 32 years old today. That is the Ralph Showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. Before we go to your calls with your Coachella stories, and we want to hear from you right now at 1-800-520-1067. I want to remind you that we're going to be live again tomorrow, this time in a place called Hermosa Beach, California, at St. Rock.
Uh-huh. What's that all about?
Well, thank you for asking, sir. 142 South Pacific Coast Highway in Hermosa Beach. We're going to be broadcasting the Kevin and Bean Show live tomorrow. It is free for you to come on down and join us. We're celebrating 420, don't you know? 21 and up, and here's the draw. Screw Kevin and Bean. I hear Cypress Hill is going to be there.
Yeah, no kidding.
I hear Cypress Hill is going to be there on the date that their new album Rise Up comes out, which is tomorrow. They are going to be performing live. They are going to be taking your questions. It's a Wake and Bake with Cypress Hill tomorrow. Get all the details at kevinandbean.com, and you can join us there for free tomorrow, too.
The new CD is so good, too.
New CD is good.
You know, I'm sensing a theme, and I'm not positive it's just me, but they like pot.
Really?
Because
I hadn't gotten that from Cypress Hill over the years. That's a new direction for them.
I listened to the whole thing beginning to end, and when you put it all together, I think they like weed.
Let's take line one real fast as we get into Coachella stories. And Miss Cleo, you stand by because apparently you were either in or almost in a fist fight, and I want to hear about that.
Good times. Julio. Hello. Julio. Hello, Julio.
I don't hear a darn thing on the line.
I don't either, but I think I have all the buttons pushed. I don't think he's there.
Let me put it back on
hold.
I can't even hear a phone.
I know. Every once in a while, that way. Hello?
Hello?
This is one of the many people, he must have dropped, who bought fake tickets.
Oh, I got a lot of emails from people who said, what can you do for me? I have fake tickets. And I say, build a time machine. Get a hot tub, build a time machine, go back in time, and don't buy Craigslist fake tickets.
Unfortunately, there's nothing that can be done.
But he said he got back, and he said he first went, I was the one that talked to him. He said he went up, they scanned his ticket, and they said, sorry, this is a fake ticket.
Right.
He waited for 2 hours, tried walking back in with the same tickets, and he got in.
Yeah, well, he's smart.
By the way, I heard from another listener who wrote to me last week and said, now that Coachella's sold out, what can I do? How can I go? And I said, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe they'll release some tickets, you know, over the weekend, but it's sold out. He wrote to me back this morning and said, he just slipped a security guard $100. They let him in.
But that didn't happen because then the people that run the thing would get upset.
Well, that's what he told me.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, of course. He could have been making it up.
Look, people. There are ways to get in. So there are ways to get in. That's all.
Did it seem way crowded to anyone else this year? Like more crowded than I've ever seen?
There are a lot of people at Coachella?
No, okay. Coachella's always crazy.
For those of you that don't go, it's a 3-day festival in the middle of the desert. And it is, how many acres would you say?
Well, that's the amazing thing.
7,000?
One.
Oh,
that's
please.
That's crazy. It's what? 1 acre. It's they got 80,000 people. It's like crazy. No wonder it seems so crowded.
It's at least 50
acres. It's a guy's 100 backyard.
Acres.
It's one guy's backyard.
So, and it's always crowded. Always.
Yes, I know.
The same.
No, it seemed way busy.
Okay, all right.
Miss Cleo, what happened to you?
So I showed up Saturday afternoon and really just wanted to see Muse. That was my whole goal.
One of the best bands
so
in the world.
I stood through Faith No More with Mike, who was giddy like a 4-year-old girl, by the way.
They were great, though, weren't they?
They were great. Okay. I didn't know a whole lot about their music or whatever, but it was insane. So I waited for Faith No More to finish, and I kind of pushed my way to the front of Muse. And I'm probably like two people behind the barrier, two rows behind the barrier.
All right.
So,
you're the kind of person, by the way, that gets crushed during the first song from the crowd pushing, and then the firemen have to pull you up, the security have to pull you up over the rail and take you back to the tent, and you miss the whole show.
Well, it's true.
I'm glad that didn't happen.
So right as Muse goes on, I'm super stoked, this bitch comes prowling through, pushing everyone aside. It's this tiny little blonde girl, too. But I'm standing next to this, like, 4'1 midget girl who can't see over anybody.
Oh, no, she's in the second row and can't see?
Yeah, it was bad news. Her boyfriend said he was going to lift her up, and he lifts her up. And then as soon as the show starts, the security are like, put her down! So she stood the whole show, like, looking through people.
But she's 4'1".
Yeah, it was dumb.
Let her be on his shoulders.
I mean,
that's just like a tall guy.
So anyways, Muse comes on. I'm so stoked. And this girl comes prowling through, pushes over the 4'1 midget standing next to me, literally pushes her to the ground.
There are ways to do this. There are ways to force your way through the crowd. And it is to just touch them on the shoulder and go, excuse me, I'm really sorry.
Exactly.
Excuse me, I'm really sorry. And you can go all the way up front.
Not this girl. No. She just it was like a bull on a mission. And yeah. So as she's pushing her way through, topples the girl, the midget next to me.
Did you say she was topless?
No, oh. Toppling.
Toppling.
And so as she goes through, she hits me in the jaw right on the corner.
Now, was it a snooky, I hate you, and I'm going to take a shot at you? Or was it, I'm all elbows and shoulders and knees, and I'm just
all elbows,
on my way?
Shoulders and okay. knees. I don't give a rat's A about who I'm going to take down.
Okay.
So I get hit pretty hard, and I go into bitch mode. And so she pushes her way through me. I literally grab a chunk of her hair.
Yeah!
And
it's
down.
It's
girl
on!
Fight. Girl fight!
Now I'm interested. Wow, was I zoning out of this story until right then? Because I don't care if you get hit in the face. If there's a girl fight, now I'm in.
So I pull her hair down, and she was in her own zone. She did not care. She kind of looked back, and I was like, yes, I did. Like, I looked at her like, yeah, that was me.
And her top came off?
No.
Did you look at her and go, and?
I did. I was like, what do you want?
I like that.
And so so she kind of turns around, minds her own business, and was watching news. And I was like, all right, cool. Then out of nowhere, this crazy, 65-year-old man who was stoked for Faith No More gets upset at me for pulling this girl's hair.
Oh, this is the classic, you're in school, somebody says something, the teacher misses it. You respond, the teacher hears it, and you get in trouble.
Exactly.
That's what this is about.
He's sticking his middle finger in my eye like, hey, you. And I turn around, I'm like, what?
Wait,
what
he's not
want?
Just holding it in front of your face, he's actually putting it in your eye?
Putting it in my eye.
Wow, that's an extra level of flipping off you don't normally get.
So crazy. So I turn around, I'm like, what do you want? And he's like, that's messed up, don't do that. I was like, mind your own. And I was
having business,
yeah.
Right?
And he's like, no, let's go. And so my friend.
Wait, he wanted to fight you?
He wanted to fight me.
Nice. Why didn't I see all this?
This guy who wasn't, by the way, wasn't even excited to see Muse, was walking around 25 minutes after Faith No More got off and was like, Faith No More!
Well,
yeah!
He had a different favorite band than you did. He should have beat you up.
Right, but no, but if you're in the front for Faith No More and they're done and you don't care about Muse, work
Move.
Your way to the back because
exactly.
there are a lot of people who do want to be up close.
Exactly. So I was in bitch mode at this point. Oh. I've been hit in the face. I was like, what do you want? Let's go. So then my friend Henry, who's next to me, kind of puts himself in between the guy and me. And the guy's not even looking at Henry. And my friend Henry's literally pushing him back like, hey, dude,
wait, the
step
guy's
off.
Eyeballing you like, I'll take you
yes,
down.
Exactly. And so he...
Nobody
just,
looks less threatening than Miss Cleo.
No kidding.
It was very bizarre. It was a weird experience. So... I turned my friend Henry and I was like, dude, don't even worry about it. Let's just watch Muse. And the guy backed off.
And then the guy backed off and then you choked him out from behind.
Hey, I got in a fist fight at a concert once. I remember it well. I mean, it happens when you got a lot of people together, and especially a situation like this weekend where it's super hot and, you know, everybody's in your personal space.
Somebody asked Bean the name of the concert that he got in a fight at.
Well, ironically, it was the Amnesty International show.
All right, so there you go.
That but happened. Good times, Miss Clear. Is there going to be a rematch? Because I'm buying a ticket to that.
I know. It was...
She pulled a girl down by her hair.
I was upset.
She thinks at the Blue she's a smart little girl that she can do whatever she wants. None.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. Hey, was that Cypress Hill right there?
Yes.
Well, as we mentioned, you will have the opportunity to see that live tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting in Hermosa Beach at a place called Saint Rock, celebrating 420. Details at KevinandBean.com. If you're in the Southern California area, please come on by and join us for free. 21 and up, please.
I'm not positive about the webcam. Sometimes there's a webcam where you can watch it live.
Uh-huh.
We never know up until the last
right,
second.
Right.
Lightning will tell us, yeah, it's happening. And then we'll get there and it'll be 7:20. He'll go, no. But I think you can watch it live on the internet. So that should be fun.
All right. Coachella disaster stories coming up next hour. TMZ.com. Also, we also got a chance for you to win a brand new TiVo on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, a little thing we like to call, would you like to take that back?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back?
The catchiest jingle in all of recorded history, by the way. Now that you've heard it, you'll never get it out of your head. It's like a Lady Gaga song. But the reason we started Would You Like to Take That Back is because it gives you a chance to rewrite history a little bit. It gives you a chance to go back, and maybe now that you've had the benefit of thinking about the dumb thing that you said on the air, it gives you the chance to kind of say, yeah, I blew it. I shouldn't have said that.
Look, it'll sound like I'm just being a weenie and defending ourselves, but at the risk of that, we do 25 hours, 30 hours a week live,
uh-huh.
And we do our best, you know, and sometimes a joke will come to our head. And by the way, when it's in your head, it's always funny.
Right.
It's really...
And there's no way to stop from saying it either.
So then you go, hey, that's really funny. I'm going to add to the show. And then you blurt it out. And either you blurt it out poorly or it wasn't funny in the first place. Either way, sometimes it's good to go back and listen and go, yeah, I'd like to take that back.
I wish real life were like this, by the way. I wish you could take stuff back in real life. So who's on the chopping block today?
You.
Oh, of course.
Maybe it's you. I was talking about what tickets we had, and it's not bad enough that this happened once or twice or three times or four times. We don't have time for the 35 times that it happened, but this happened. We have Coachella tickets today.
Wait, yeah. Tickets to go see what?
Coachella.
Ella. Oh,
my God. Yeah, so here's what would happen is Bean always wanted to follow up Coachella with Ella. Because of Umbrella by Rihanna.
Song, right.
Okay, so I would start changing my sentence structure so I wouldn't end with Coachella and not give him a chance. I would say Coachella tickets, and then he would butt in, stop the conversation, and say, what? Wait, tickets to what? So that he could then do it.
What are you asking me? Would you like to take that back? Absolutely not. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to take back Ella. Would you like to take that back? I'm staying in mind. I'm proud of that.
How many times are you proud of?
Everyone. I'm not going to take that back. Psycho Mike, you got my back on that.
No, sorry.
All right, what's next?
All right, next, Ralph is talking about Justin Bieber.
All right.
And Dave, the King of Mexico, who can talk into my headphones, no one else can hear, he tells me that they're calling it Bieber fever, right? So I try to squeeze that into the showbiz, and nobody responds to me. So I bide my time, and then I give it another shot. I tried it twice, so that's how that badly this went.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not.
Yeah.
But he did an in-store appearance in Paris, France on Monday. So heavily attended, they had to shut it down.
Would you say it's Bieber fever?
Too many fans showed up for the appearance.
Oh, man.
And the police told him he must leave. I said, you must leave.
Would you say it's Bieber fever?
If I say it's Bieber fever, will you stop asking me?
I will get a response.
Yes, it's Bieber fever.
All right. All right, so that was that.
I will not be ignored. Well, I think we have a question for you, Kevin. Would you like to
take that back? My standing answer is yes. I have very little confidence in my ability.
Well, I respect that. I don't think you've got anything to apologize there for. I think it was very clearly Bieber fever.
Yeah, but I take it back. I would take that back, yeah. Let's see. This is I don't remember what this is. Is Bean talking about a long TV show? I can't remember what it was. Like maybe it was Lost or something. Or?
What this was we were doing a promotion for Mr. Adam Carolla's live event.
Okay.
One of his, you know, live podcasts.
All right.
And we were saying how many people were on the bill. It must be a long show. There's just so many comedians out there.
That show is so long, he has to shave twice, is my guess.
Yes,
he's super hairy. He's hairy.
Would grow a lot of hair between the first.
Go right by.
He's not a bald guy.
File.
No, he's not.
File.
Now, I think a general rule is if you say a joke and then you have to follow it with because, if the word because is used, that's an automatic take back because you shouldn't have to explain it. So,
would you like to take that back?
I can't explain why that didn't go over better than it did, but in retrospect...
Right.
I can explain it because it sucked.
He's a hairy guy, though, and he would grow a lot. He would have to shave again between the early and the late. I'm going to take it back.
All right, good.
I'll take that one back.
Finally, what a surprise. I'm very excited about that. So so now we're talking about a caller, and this is Psycho Mike making a hell of a reference.
Let's try Jesse on line 6.
Big How's your girl? Fan. Oh, man.
Jed? Actually, that was Jed. I'm sorry. I thought that was Psycho Mike. Jed?
Oh, it's on a 6.7. I remember us with Lou Adler, and we went to go see T.K. Carter live comedy.
The question is, we had a caller named Jesse, and
the
newest
element's been added to the table.
And
it's named after Copernicus.
You said, how's your girl? Which is a reference to a 19, Bean, help me?
1981. Your joke was because somebody was named Jesse, you had to invoke the Rick Springfield.
The movie Mannequin was filmed at Woolworths.
Right, but the question is...
Would you like to take that back?
The word back is based in Greek mythology after Bacchus, who was a god known for his strength and commitment to his love, Serfosony.
Jed the Fish, would you like to take that back?
I remember Conrad Bain when he first started on Different Strokes had less of male pattern baldness than he did.
Tomorrow is 420, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot.
Not that that's what we're saying.
Let's go smell some pot.
Of course not.
What are you saying, Psycho Mike?
This next topic, I have another text that I need to read to you
well.
Well,
here's the thing. We were just telling you about the live show we're doing with Cypress Hill tomorrow in Hermosa Beach, and I just got a very disturbing email from our favorite Kevin Bean listener, Dewan, who said, you guys don't party for the 420 tomorrow, please. Which is like saying, hey, forget Jesus, let's not celebrate Christmas. What the hell is Dewan talking about?
Well, and it's weird because last night during Loveline, with Cheech and Chong as the guest, I got a urgent text from Dewan that says, don't you be happy with those two dumb stoners.
Oh, what's going on with Dewan?
Dewan?
What's happening with our phones, Mike? Oh, maybe they don't work because we're not hearing anything at all.
Look, I got that. Yeah. I can't push anything else. Oh, Dewan's on the phone. Yeah, let's try that one. That's a good idea. Hello, Dewan? Phones don't work. I don't know what else to push. Honestly, we have all the buttons pushed.
Well, that's...
hang on, Dewan. Hang on.
Don't go away, Dewan. We do want to talk to you.
Do you think he means, like, really seriously don't enjoy it because pot's bad?
I think that's exactly what it is. I think Dewan is on an anti-drug campaign, and he's trying to cancel 420. And that concerns me because that's one of our favorite holidays of the whole year.
That's not cancelable. It's not our choice. Dewan? We can't get the phone working. Shoot.
Now I'm looking for the bong. Now I'm finding the bong. Now I'm loading the bong. Now I'm in the bong.
Look, this was acceptable when we tried all of our other phone topics. We wanted calls from people. We're like, hey, people aren't calling. What's going on? When it happens to Dewan, we need to get it fixed.
So we got no phone, huh?
I mean, no. I mean, I can try it. I'm trying to push all the different buttons.
Those people that say that marijuana is a gateway drug, we say, yeah, gateway to good times.
Yeah, yeah. Dewan, can you hear us? Oh, I tried a different phone system. There's no way to... I can't do anything else.
All right, well, I guess we'll just have to work on it. Try
Dewan, here's what we'd like you to do if you're listening. What we would like you to do is put into words what the problem is. Like, do you really want us not to party for 420? And if so, why?
Right. So send us an email.
Email Bean.
Or smoke signals, whatever it takes to get the information to us.
With that information. And we'll try to get our phones fixed in the meantime.
It's not your fault, buddy. We want to talk to you. We're dying to put you on. We're just having some technical problem on this end. Huh. So Dewan will not be joining us. But again, you are invited to be with us at 142 South Pacific Coast Highway, Hermosa Beach, California, at a place called St. Rock. It's going to be tomorrow during the Kevin and Bean Show. Free to get in, 21 and over. And, of course, Cypress Hill is our very special guest. We couldn't be more excited. Their new record is coming out tomorrow, too, called Rise Up. That is excellent. It's Wake and Bake with Cypress Hill and the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
And if you can't be there, you're not in the area, I believe you can watch it online. So check all that out, and that's tomorrow. .7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 7:51.
We might as well just go home right now.
All hell is breaking loose, and I don't know what the problem is, but nothing is working.
Right. And you somehow think it's my fault because I'm here. Hey, the phone's just all died again.
You're easiest to blame.
Hey, Ralph's out today. Time for the Showbiz Beat. We like on Mondays to take a look at the big movies over the weekend. How to Train Your Dragon was a surprise to a lot of people that's back at number one with $20 million. Of course, that movie has been phenomenally reviewed and phenomenally successful up till this point. No surprise that it made a lot of money. People were expecting Kick-Ass, which debuted this weekend, to make a lot more. Hollywood is scratching his heads today going, how could we have been so wrong? Because the projections were, the thing was tracking great at test screenings. People were loving it. Great word of mouth. Had a real buzz on it. Made less than $20 million, which, it's a lot of money. Came in at number two, but they were expecting more.
Right. But I would guess, like, I'm the type of person who's dying to see that movie. I was at Coachella a week ago. Yeah. I would guess with word of mouth and everything else that next week would be the same numbers.
Right. Just like Hot Tub Time Machine, which opened up a little soft, but is still in the top 10 because it's a great movie. So anyway, Kick-Ass at number two. Date Night, the Steve Carell, Tina Fey film, came in at number three. Death at a Funeral, very soft opening at number four. It made $17 million. Clash of the Titans was five. Then The Last Song, Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married to, Hot Tub Time Machine, Alice in Wonderland at number nine, and The Bounty Hunter, which I haven't seen, but I assure you is terrible, came in at number 10.
You know, it's terrible because he happens to be a bounty hunter, and it's his ex-wife that he has to bring in.
Like, what are the chances that something like that would happen, right?
Tila Tequila loves...
Hey,
showing off her goodies.
She loves Tila Tequila, I'll tell you that.
Nightclub sources tell New York Post's Page Six gossip columnist that her shirt fell off.
Oh, what happened here?
During a performance at a Manhattan hotspot. So, literally fell off. She was in no rush to get her shirt back on. Instead, she asked the crowd if they were enjoying the view.
She's unbelievable.
And someone in the crowd shouted,
no. Oh, is that my cue?
No.
No.
Yeah, no!
Everyone in the crowd should have shouted no.
Yeah, some people, you want them to leave their shirts off. I don't think she's one of them.
The biggest story in the world right now is this volcano in Iceland that has shut down air travel for about a week. I mean, imagine all the people who have plans. I mean, we live in a world now where people travel pretty freely back and forth between continents. Imagine all the people planning to go to Europe from other parts of the world, all the people planning to leave Europe to go to other parts of the world, people just trying to get around in Europe with every airline closed. And by the way, there's so much money being lost and there's so much inconvenience now that you've heard that there's planes in France today. They're going to go up and give it a spin and see if they can fly in it.
What?
They're sending up some planes with crews only just to go, yeah, I know that they're saying that the engines are going to shut down and that we're not going to be able to see because of all the volcanic ash, but we're going to try it anyway because we're sick and tired of having all these people living in our airports.
So these are like the newest pilots at the low end of the
probably.
Line. Dude, sorry, you get to go up and try it out.
I hope it's not short straws. I hope that's not how they do it, but it has been a mess. Of course, you heard that there were some bands that were not able to get to America for the Coachella Festival this weekend. People are having to get creative. John Cleese, hilarious actor. He's part of Monty Python. He was in A Fish Called Wanda. Very funny actor. He booked a taxi cab from Oslo, Norway to Brussels, Belgium. Ended up 932 miles. Ended up switching out drivers. He had three different drivers for the course of it. It cost him $5,100 to take a cab.
Wow.
He said, I got places to be. There were no boats available. There were no trains available. My assistant recommended I take a taxi, and that's exactly what I did.
But no tip. You got $5,000.
So that's how desperate people are to get around Europe, is they take a taxi cab almost 1,000 miles just because they can't fly.
Wow. Kim Kardashian,
Glendale,
as you know, broken up with Reggie Bush. She's looking around for her options. The story's been in the news for, I don't know, almost a week. Cristiano Ronaldo is the guy that she's supposedly following.
Now, isn't he one of your soccer boyfriends, too?
Well, he
don't
was,
you love him?
I don't love him. He was the best player in the world like 2-3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Now it's Lionel Messi.
But, Mike, you told me you saw Kevin had a bunch of shirtless pictures of him in his locker, right?
True.
How dare you? But here's what I'm saying about
it. Queer.
That's all. I'm just saying he's probably not interested in Kim Kardashian.
I see what you're saying.
He's a total gaylord.
That could be.
Big news in Seattle on Saturday night. Soundgarden back together playing its first gig in 13 years at a tiny little club I've been to often called Showbox at the Market across from the Pike Place Market. You know, they have reunited this year with all the original members. They're going to be playing.
So good?
It does feel so good. They're going to be playing.
Going
to be playing Lollapalooza in August. Rave reviews for the show. People couldn't believe how great they sounded for their first show back. By the way, they on the marquee, if you drove by, it was the band that was listed was Nude Dragons, which is an anagram for Soundgarden. They played a full 90 minutes, 18 songs. They did lots of their favorite songs, some popular album tracks, and even a cover of the Doors song Waiting for the Sun. So I don't know what the ultimate plan is going to be for Soundgarden in terms of new music or whatnot, but it's great to have those guys back together, and it's going to be awesome to have it on Lollapalooza, too. Speaking of music, some of the Kevin Bean favorite bands are on TV tonight. I don't ordinarily recommend that you check out the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, but Phoenix is going to be performing.
All right.
George Lopez, by the way, on TBS has Psycho Mike's new friends Cheech and Chong, who were on Loveline last night. They're going to be making an appearance. And Kevin, just for you, our friend Jimmy Kimmel, Cypress Hill, featuring Tom Morello. My guess is they'll be doing at least Rise Up, maybe another one.
Rise Up is the new song from their CD that Tom plays guitar on.
That'll be on our friend Jimmy's program tonight. You definitely want to check that out.
All right, I'm going to start with one story that doesn't matter. It's going to lead us into another one, and you're going to want to know 1,000 details about a Psycho Mike, but I don't have time now.
Okay.
The only reason I'm bringing it up is so I can tell the punchline.
Okay.
Ricky Martin, apparently in his latest video, is showing off a bunch of nudity. He's got a bunch of nudity in his new video, but it's like covered with tattoos and like fake nudity. The only reason I bring that up is because he used to be in Menudo. Now, Bean used to be security for Menudo.
What?
Did you know that?
Shut up!
I found out this weekend one of the security guards for Menudo was Bean.
That's impossible.
No more time.
Tell me more now.
No
tell
more time.
More
no more time.
We'll save that for another day. Today's celebrity birthdays. Very fine actor Tim Curry, probably best known for the Rocky Horror Picture Show, turned 64 today. Actress Ashley Judd of the Judd Acting and Singing Family is 42.
You see B like somebody's trying to get through.
Back up, buddy.
You back up, young man.
Jesse James.
I'll debate you about this.
I'll give you the business.
Formerly famous for the West Coast Choppers and Monster Garage, now really more infamous for the shoddy way he treated his poor wife, Sandra Bullock.
Menudo coming through. Make room.
Is 41. Actor James Franco turns 32 today. Kate Hudson is 31. Hayden Christensen from the Star Wars movies is 29 years old today. And Maria Sharapova turns 23. And that is the Ralph Show. This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. We'll talk to our friends at TMZ.com coming up later this hour. Next hour, by the way, Tim Walker is going to be here, who founded maybe the greatest institution in America, the Grilled Cheese Invitational, ladies and gentlemen, which is coming back to town this weekend.
I love grilled cheese.
Manny Ramirez!
All right.
Hey, Manny, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I didn't know you would be stopping by today.
Oh, I'm outfielder of the Los Angeles Dodgers. I love L.A.
I know you do.
Hooray.
We saw you at the Coachella Festival. We were a little bit surprised because we knew you had the weekend series with the Giants, but somehow you were able to make it.
That's right. I go to my best bar, and I drive very fast. I come back to Los Angeles, and Joe Torre, he yelled at Manny Ramirez. He say, hey, no concert for you on game day. I said, all right, I'm sorry.
So here's the thing about Manny, and this is why, even though he's a pain in the ass and he's a weirdo, and you got to deal with a lot of nonsense when you got a guy like Manny on your club, is that the dude comes through.
The dude can play.
Dude can play, right?
What happened this weekend?
What happened?
I bought a robot this weekend.
What?
I bought a robot.
He does
my vacuuming and then also turn on my TV.
That's great, but
he looked like R2-D2. All right, hooray.
I was referring to what happened with the Dodgers.
I bought it from Japan.
It's 1-0 Giants, and it's in the ninth inning, right?
The Manny? New York Giants play football.
No, this was the San Francisco Giants. Giants are leading 1-0. Now, Manny, you were hurt. You got a problem with your leg, right?
That's
your calf is hurt. So
you were not
playing in the game at all yesterday.
No, they made me popcorn instead. I sit there on the bench. I eat a popcorn.
Okay, so Manny's hurt, so he's not playing.
Oh, all right. Well, then you didn't need to go back. You could have stayed for the concert.
Boy, I probably should have stayed. I love the concert. Yeah. It's so much fun. The loud music in my ear, it make my head sizzle. Sometimes I shake my dread, do the same thing. Or if I drink cold drink too fast. Or sometimes if Manny Ramirez eat Pop Rocks and then drink soda. Or sometimes if Manny...
Who's your favorite singer? Who do you like at Coachella?
Who's my favorite singer?
Yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr.
He's not a singer. He's actually another baseball player.
All right. So, ninth inning. Manny's on the bench. He's hurt. Joe Torre says, send the guy in. Let's see what he could do with this situation.
Wait, he put him in the game in the ninth inning?
In the ninth inning to pinch hit. And Manny blasts a 2-run homer. Dodgers win the game. You're a big hero.
I did?
Yes.
You don't remember? This was just yesterday.
All right.
Here's the audio from that game.
Barry Zito and the Giants continuing their set against the Dodgers in L.A. Bottom six, Zito freezes Russell Martin with the hook. Zito allowed just one earned over seven and a third. Top seven now, we're still scoreless. Clayton Kershaw deals
and
rebate
really?
Deposits
push pause,
in the left
push pause,
field.
Push pause. This actually is the recap of the entire game.
I don't think we need any of that.
Did you know Russell Martin have orange pube?
Oh, wow.
I don't know why
it's
you would tell
he
us that.
He's from Canada. That's what they have.
All right, let's hear the end.
When we shower, I laugh at him.
Let's hear the end where Manny actually saves the game.
His first home run of the season. San Francisco strikes first 1-0. Bottom eight now with a man on. The pinch hitter is Manny Ramirez. And how about the sweet swing he puts on that one? His second home run of the year, and that's a big one. Dodgers win it 2-1.
All right. That's impressive. How do you not even remember that?
Because I bought new sunglasses.
What does that have to do with remembering a home run?
I flip them up, and they are regular glasses. Uh-huh. I flip them down, they're sunglasses, like Dwayne Wayne.
Dwayne Wayne.
You ever watch Different Strokes? Or Different World, I mean?
One of the different shows?
It was a Cosby Show spinoff. I love it.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 17 minutes after 8 o'clock.
White Stripes on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way. This is a couple of months old now. That movie that was in theaters called It Might Get Loud. It's a documentary featuring Jack White from White Stripes, The Edge from U2, and Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin.
The three of them are all interviewed in this about how they learn to play guitar and what drives them and how they do the amazing things that they do. And the guys all play together and work together. It's a fascinating documentary. Psycho Mike saw it in the theaters. I didn't catch up with it until on DVD this week. I just wanted to recommend it. If you love Jack White, like I love Jack White, you'll really, really be impressed with him in this documentary. So check it out. It's called It Might Get Loud. Hello?
What? Oh. Was someone talking?
Were you not listening?
What?
I'm giving a Vince Beats video pick.
Oh, yeah. I know. Whatever.
Okay. Trying to hook people up.
So this weekend, like we said, was Coachella. It was Coachella. And it's a three-day festival out in the desert.
I just thought that might be the type of thing that might be interesting to people who listen to a station like this.
No, but I've learned to tune you out. I'm sorry. So when you're at a festival, you can't call each other. Because you go, I can't hear. Bah, 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 I can't hear. So you text. That's how you get along. That's how you, you know, communicate with people. So I had a great text conversation with Omar. The first one was, and you might appreciate this, in the hotel. Know what I just heard at my hotel? What did I just do? I just dialed a number. Sorry. Just dialed a phone
Kevin's
number.
Dialing me right now.
Know what I just heard at my hotel? I broke your windshield. I'm with you now. I heard that song.
Oh,
I broke your
really?
Windshield.
Oh, okay.
That you were complaining about with Glee.
From Glee, yeah.
That was the first one I sent
Stupid
to you.
Song.
I didn't get a response, but I figured you laughed.
Right.
So then I was at the show and I was watching them Crooked Vultures.
Right.
And I was trying to find you because I wanted to hang out with you. Mm-hmm. So I write, where are you at? And then you write back, who is this? You have the wrong number.
Okay.
So I laugh and I think, oh, Omar, he's being funny. He
he's trying to pretend that he doesn't want to hang out with you.
No, or he doesn't want to hang out with me. Either way. Right. So I write back just a bunch of gibberish just to kind of be funny. And then this needs a little setup. Here at the show, we all have ways of avoiding actual debates.
Right.
Especially if we know we might be wrong. So, for example, if I say something ridiculous, then somebody argues with me. I say, well, I'll punch you right in the face.
Right.
That's my way of going, you're probably right, I'm probably wrong, but I don't want to talk about it. Okay, so everybody has that.
Mm-hmm.
Omar's is a little more offensive, but he doesn't do it on the air. It's always just off. It's just between us to
right.
make each other laugh. Omar's is, on your face or on your head.
On your head, face,
Come
whatever
on.
It takes.
That's his joke. It's just between, it's just an inside joke.
Right.
Right? So where are you at? Who is this? You have the wrong number. So then I text that line.
About what you're going to do on his face.
Yeah.
All right.
On your head. On your head.
On your head. That's
okay.
What it says, yeah.
And I don't get a response. So now I'm thinking, this bastard. So then I text, hey, F-head, where are you? And then I get a text back, okay, hello, really, you have the wrong number.
Womp, 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 womp.
So the I'll on your head.
It's not
hey,
something
F-head.
You want to say to someone who's not Omar,
yeah.
right?
No.
I didn't get any of those. That wasn't me.
That was not Omar, it turns out. So all of those things, which are super offensive if they're outside of this group, you don't get the inside
Absolutely.
Joke. Apparently they were going to other people. And we were trying to get a hold of this dude, and it turns out, first of all, it's a girl.
Oh, no. You don't send texts like that to a girl?
I thought I was sending it to Omar.
How close was her phone number to Omar's phone number?
One off.
Oh, no.
It was one off.
Can we call her?
We tried, but we left a message.
Okay.
Producer Alex was like, this is going to be a weird message, but over the weekend... Some guy texted you this, then this will make sense. And he went, because I wanted to call her and apologize.
Of course. Right. You tell a woman you don't even know what you're going to do on her head.
Hey, maybe she was into it. You never know.
Oh, Omar, come on.
She's German.
Yeah, that's just an expression.
What if she's German?
That's just an expression.
If she's German, she writes back, yeah.
Would have been wild if she like said, yeah, let's get together. That sounds awesome.
She wrote, okay, hello, really, you have the wrong number? So I'm guessing she wasn't into that.
And by the way, when you saw that, was part of you still thinking it was Omar because you thought you had his number? At that point, you realized you'd been texting.
Right then, I was like, oh no, I am such an a-hole.
We should do a phone topic when the phones work one day on people who have called and left messages for what they think is their girlfriend or something like that. It turned out to be the wrong number.
That are brutal.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe funny in the group, but outside the group, brutal.
Because
right.
I bet that happens. I mean, that's easy to see how something like that would happen.
I would never call someone. Those things or say those things to strangers ever in a million years, but I thought it was Omar as the one person who would find that funny.
Totally.
Turns out it was a girl. So sorry if that was you.
Can you tell us real quick why there's 3 gallons of mustard in here?
Yeah, what the hell?
I know that there was a story you told earlier about going to a party where there was supposed to be a tiger and it ended up at there were Victoria's Secret models there instead.
It's not that great a story.
Did you steal the mustard from there?
Yeah. No. I stole it from Coachella. When we were leaving Coachella, Dave, King of Mexico on Friday night, tried to take a bottle of water out and they stopped him. They said, you can't take the bottle of water out. So while we were walking out on Saturday and I after Muse, he said, hey, take that. One of those ketchup things.
It's a gallon of ketchup.
It's 104 ounces. It's a giant, one of those big push.
All right, not quite a gallon.
Okay, so I didn't know that he got stopped with the water, so I said, yeah, of course. I mean, this is all quiet. Hey, take that. I was like, okay. That's just how we work. So I went over and I grabbed the ketchup, and I picked it up, and I started walking over. Now, Dave, forgetting that we're stealing, and we're right in front of security, yells at the top of his lungs, no! Mustard! And I was like...
He turned you in.
I like ketchup! Now we're screaming in front of the security guards, and he said, mustard! So I put the ketchup down, and I picked up the mustard.
And what's Dave going to do with 104 ounces of mustard?
I don't know. It just seemed funny at the time, and we brought...
Will I am and I are getting crazy Mexican with the mustard.
We did take it to the tiger party. We did take the mustard in. That happened, and no one stopped us, so we took the mustard in, and we carried it around.
Rolling
we took pictures.
With you guys.
Yeah, seriously. You guys are known as the mustard guys at the party. You guys
the size
are douchebags.
That thing.
That's awesome. Are you kidding?
Oh, we're king douchebags.
I love that.
Yeah, I'd like to apologize
that's
to everyone
best.
I ever met. Yep. Blind melon. Like we meant it. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 8:35.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. The Grilled Cheese Invitational guys will join us in about a half an hour, which means free grilled cheese for everybody that happens to be in the studio right now. Sorry for you, the listeners. Hey, we're going to talk to Dax from TMZ.com here in just a couple minutes to find out what's going on with celebrities. But real quick, how did Perez Hilton end up with Kevin's Kesha video on his site?
I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
Perez, by the way, is one of those guys whose site gets tens of millions of hits.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge, right? And it's so hilarious. The video that we put up on KevinandBean.com last week of Kevin dressed up like Kesha doing a song called Baby Talk, which is very funny. You should see some of the comments from people, by the way. I would expect that Perez is the kind of people who go to Perez would love Kesha. Doesn't it seem like that's his world?
I don't know, because and by that you mean gay?
No, by that I mean just really
pop
into
culture.
Like the Justin Bieber kind of Kesha kind of Lady Gaga,
no,
just sort of pop
no,
stuff.
No, because to me, Lady Gaga, I used to think Lady Gaga was bad until Kesha came along. So to me, like maybe the good side of that, yes. But the bad side, which I think Kesha is on, probably not.
Some of the comments from Perez's site after viewing Kevin's video. Hey, guys, this isn't a joke. This is a grown man in a woman's wig taking pot shots at a young woman trying to win at the popularity game. Who's the worst one here, he or she? You're being compared to Kesha in that comment, by the way.
Yeah, I don't care.
I had to go to
Yahoo. Look at me. Look at the makeup, the hair. What can he say that can make me feel worse about myself?
I don't know, dude, but I got to be honest, and I don't mean this in a gay way.
You want me?
I think you're better looking than Kesha is.
I agree.
Oh, I really do.
That hurts.
I had to go to Yahoo's music site to watch the real Kesha video to get the image of this cross-dressing male impersonating her to make fun of her out of my head. I was glad to hear her voice as opposed to this guy's mimicking girly voice that he was supposedly tried to pass. And I think my favorite comment was, wow, I didn't know Lady Gaga had a new video out. She's actually starting to look good.
Wow, that hurts.
So a lot of love for Kevin's Kesha video on the website. It's very funny.
Coming out of my mouth, it's like baby talk. Read my lips. Roger Ebert sounds better, and he's got no jaw. I don't really care about grammar. I just make noises.
Silence, hammer.
Look at my sexy attire. I talk like a suck on a pacifier. Dumb, like a retard. I act cool, and I can't sing. I'm not sure if I speak English, but who cares? I'm talking that.
Just singing, they're really sounding like
Your pudgy body's enough to make me sick singing blah, blah, blah. Cause seriously, you bug and you're fug. I think your makeup's stupid.
I'm talk-talk-talking there.
That, of course, the great Psycho Mike playing the part of 303. Mike also wrote the song, but you can see that at kevinandbean.com if you haven't seen the video yet.
Three, of course, the area code in Colorado.
Right.
And they spell it 3, capital O-H, exclamation point 3.
Right.
So they're right there with K-E, dollar sign, H-A.
Because they got to be crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, check that out at kevinandbean.com. Hey, every Monday we like to catch up with our friends at TMZ.com. Harvey Levin apparently on vacation, filling in. Dax Holt on the phone with us. Hey, Dax, welcome. How are you, man?
Hey, guys. Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
You get to Coachella at all this weekend, Dex?
I didn't. I wish I was.
Well, so fun.
I'm sure you'll see a lot of paparazzi photos. It was unbelievable how many people that have nothing to do with Coachella. You know, the Paris Hiltons of the world. It's unbelievable how many of them were out there this time.
No, you know who was the most random? Was Maria Shriver checking out Jay-Z.
Yes.
Maria Shriver was there, and our own Psycho Mike was hanging out with her, I think doing shots or something. I didn't understand what was happening. What were you doing with her? What were you
honestly,
doing?
I just was in the VIP section, like that little like beer garden area, and I'm hanging out, and I go, is that Maria Shriver? And she wasn't with kids or anything. She was just walking around enjoying the music, and I walked by and hung out with her. I didn't really converse with her, but she hung out and was having a drink and seemed to be enjoying the concert.
Yeah, she was standing right next to Beyonce throughout the whole concert up on stage.
Yeah, Beyonce came out when Jay-Z was playing.
Beyonce came out in those little jean shorts, yes. By the way. Unbelievable.
Kelly Osbourne was there. I saw her. I heard Katy Perry was there. I spent half the time looking for her. I couldn't find her.
I did see Katy in some photos. There was a ton of people. There's a massive list of celebrities that showed up to that.
Yeah, it was good times. Hey, what's going on in the TMZ world? Seems like nothing but death threats this weekend. Very disturbing.
Well, the latest thing is that the FBI had to investigate a tip that they got that there was a hit on Sandra Bullock's life, along with Michelle McGee's ex-husband, that Michelle McGee had allegedly tried to hire some guy. Well, come to find out, FBI checked into it, and it was all just a bogus tip. Some guy is off the rocker, and he feels that he needed to go kill them. But
oh my God,
all is good.
Well,
Michelle
that
did not do did you know didn't hire a hit or anything like that, and Sandra's safe.
Yeah, that's best case scenario is that it's a crazy guy that doesn't mean it.
Yeah, right. Of course. I mean, yeah.
No, really.
No, you'd rather have a guy who's mentally unstable than a guy who's actually malicious with intent to hurt somebody.
Planning on actually doing
it. Crazy guy with the gun. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What about Shaq, who did not have a terrible game, by the way, playing for Cleveland this weekend? But what about Shaq and some death threats involved in his very ugly divorce?
Well, Shawnee, his estranged wife right now, is basically she filed some papers saying that that he was talking to the kids, that he was interrogating them, trying to find out all this information on her new boyfriend, and that he told his kids that you need to go tell the boyfriend that I'm going to kill him. And so
oh
the kids,
God.
It's like a six-year-old kid walking up to the boyfriend and be like, my dad's going to kill you.
And by the way, if in Shaq's case, if I were that guy, I would leave. I would go, that's Shaq. I'm walking up. Now, is this a true story? Do you have any idea?
Well, this is just the paperwork that she's filed with the court saying that this is what's going on. Obviously, it's been a really bitter divorce going on. She's got her new show coming out. He's trying to stop her from talking about Shaq on the show. He can't say, say anything.
In court papers, pretty much anyone can claim anything, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Hey, what do you know about that? Can he prevent her? Did she have some sort of non-disclosure agreement being married to him that will prevent her from talking about him once they're divorced, Dax?
That's what I believe has happened, is that he did a non-disclosure agreement with her during the divorce at some point, and that's what he's bringing up now, saying, look, you can't talk about me on your show. I don't care if it's a TV show or not. You bring up my name, I will sue the show and shut it down.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, what are you hearing on, it seems like nothing but rumors since the Masters ended. We keep hearing reports that make it sound like Elin Nordgren is closer and closer to filing for divorce and moving away, but nothing official is happening on that.
Nothing official, and she keeps sticking around, you know.
She's still in America?
She's still in America, yep. Keep getting photos of her out and walking around. But I don't see any other sign that they're going to get a divorce. I mean, why is she sticking around with him so long if she wanted to be out of that marriage?
But isn't there, I mean, is there 1% doubt in anyone's mind that that's the way it's going to go?
I don't know. People have gotten past terrible things that happen in a marriage and have been able to get back together and work it out.
Right,
and
but why, one, two, three, four, I five, know. Six, okay, seven, all right, eight, nine, ten.
Maybe she buys, hey, you had a sex addiction problem and now you've taken it seriously, you've realized it and you've gotten help and you're not going to do it anymore. Maybe.
Well, look, she's a better person than
most women wouldn't, but Dax,
most people would.
I mean, it does happen, right?
The way that I look at it is maybe he's saying none of them meant anything to me. That's why there were so many, rather than a relationship that you know went over a year's worth of time and said, "Oh, I had a serious relationship with one other person." But if it's just little flings, you know, maybe she's accepting that.
I don't know. I don't know you well, Dax, but it sounds like you've got some experience in that kind of talk.
Is that a defense that has worked, Dax? Is that what you're telling us?
You've already gone through that several times.
No.
All right.
I just see Tiger sitting there going, "All right, how do I play this? Do I?" Play it as, I know there were a lot of them, but they don't mean anything, or do I play it
you
as?
You have to.
You got to, right?
Because
that's your only move left.
If they mean something, she's out.
Then you're hosed.
Or else he pulls out his Black American Express and hands it to her.
Well, yeah. We're talking to Dax Holt, by the way, from TMZ.com. Check your local listings for TMZ Television. Before we let you go, Dax, anything else you guys are working on in the newsroom that we ought to know about?
Yes. Celebrity cheater show that could come out.
Oh.
And it would be hosted by Michelle McGee, Jesse's mistress, alleged mistress, and Jamie Junger, one of Tiger's mistresses.
Is she the best one? Is she the hottest one?
No.
She's the one that won the Howard Stern thing.
Yeah, Rachel Uchitel is the hot one. This one's okay, though.
Yeah,
Jamie Junger's
right.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's get the hot one. Can we have a choice?
So how would it work? Would they? I mean, they wouldn't be involved in any of they wouldn't be involved in relationships with anybody.
No,
they would just host the show about other people, right?
Yeah, they're trying to make it a celebrity cheater so that they would go out and find mistresses of celebrities that haven't been caught yet.
Oh, my God.
So it would just be like the cheater show because it's by the same creator. Oh. They would be hosting it.
That cheater show just makes me feel bad to be a human, so I don't watch it. Honestly, it's like one of those things that's even below my line.
It is pretty bad.
Dax, have you seen the sex decoy show where you go to a private investigator and then she pimps out her daughters to go pick up on your husband or boyfriend at a bar to see if he'll take the bait? Have you seen that one?
Seen that one.
Yeah.
Pretty trashy.
Go in and hit on him and see what he does. Like, what?
It's entrapment. It's crazy. All right. Well, good times. Well, we'll definitely keep posted on TMZ.com to see what happens on that. Dax, have a fantastic week. As always, we appreciate your time on the Kevin and Bean Show today.
Bye, guys.
Wow.
What?
Hi, Kevin. Welcome. Do you know what day
weekend.
It is?
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:53.
Grilled cheese invitational.
Oh, you smell it?
They're coming in like 10
it's
minutes.
It's wafting through the studios. It's awesome.
No, it's going to be sweet. In the meantime, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. Ralph, you grew breasts. You look good.
I did. I decided to get a pair. It's Alex.
Oh,
hello,
wait.
Everyone.
It's producer Alex.
I'm filling in for Ralph. We wish him all the best and hope for a speedy return. In the meantime, I'm going to give crap away.
All right.
Cleo, pay attention.
By crap, you mean great stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Actually, this is awesome. It's a TiVo Premiere box plus 3-month subscription. So not only do we give you a box to TiVo all your favorite shows, you get 3 months for free. And
I do the commercial for this, and I'm here to tell you it's going to ruin your life because you can watch YouTube on it.
Oh, you're screwed.
Can you imagine just sitting
never leave your house.
In front of your TV?
Can you watch YouTube at the same time you're watching another show?
I don't know.
While you're tweeting about it?
Then you literally will never leave your house.
What? You can't? That's not enough for you?
It's just amazing to me how comfortable Alex is at giving away boxes.
I know.
That is crazy.
Hey, man. Me and boxes were tight. So, because it's Cleo.
She's a box expert.
Oh, yeah, I am.
I would go so far as to say.
Because it's Cleo, the first person who can spell TiVo.
Please stop hitting the counter.
Sorry, to Cleo.
Paul Moyer.
Wins.
But
Paul Moyer.
But she won't know, so how does she
TiVo.
Pick?
TiVo. Spell it for Cleo. All right. MTV official announced today. Our boyfriend, Aziz Ansari, is hosting the MTV Movie Awards.
Awesome.
That has been rumored for some time, but now it's
correct.
In stone.
Parks and Recreation and Human Giant Funny Man will be hosting the 2010 MTV Movie Awards. They're going to air Sunday, June 6th at 9 p.m. on MTV. And a direct tweet from Aziz about hosting, quote, "I'm so happy Ronnie from Jersey Shore was unavailable and this exciting opportunity was able to come my way." In He-Man news...
Yeah.
Woohoo. Wanted, the most powerful man in the universe. Should be muscular, blonde hair a plus. Apparently, they are currently casting for the new He-Man, set to come out in 2011. This version's going to be directed by John Stevenson, who co-directed Kung Fu Panda. So, you know, start with the panda, end up at He-Man.
Go right to He-Man.
People magazine asked who people thought would be the best He-Man, and the results are in.
Michael Cera.
Top three. Number three, Channing Tatum.
Tracy sure. Morgan.
Number two, Chris Evans, who was already cast as Captain America, so I doubt that'll happen. But number one, Kellan Lutz, which I think works.
Yeah.
Huh. Swole, blonde, cute.
Looks good.
Kevin Ryder.
I vote for Kellen. Kellen, I hope to see you on Grayskull soon. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
She at least has an acting gig coming out soon. Apparently, Robert Rodriguez's flick, Machete, finally has a release date on Labor Day. So we'll be able to see Lindsay Lohan again. This film was based on Rodriguez's fake trailer for Grindhouse. I don't know if you guys remember those.
Oh, I loved it so much.
You've effed with the wrong Mexican.
Yep.
It's going to be released on September 3rd. It stars Danny Trejo as a knife-wielding Mexican ex-federale who was double-crossed by a crooked politician.
Does he kill Lindsay Lohan?
I hope so.
Because he could make so many of our dreams come true. We could see that on the big screen.
Danny Trejo is awesome.
He's a scary mother effer.
He's a badass.
I'll watch him in anything.
Yeah.
But there's been war declared on his face. Let's be honest. Honestly.
Dude.
Honestly.
He's going to come in here and kill you with a machete.
All right. You're saying he should be doing the new proactive commercials instead of like Alicia Keys,
I'm
right?
I'm saying he's scary and he's great and I love him, but have you ever seen a person?
You know, Alex.
Hey.
Hi, Gene Simmons. Gene
Speaking
Simmons?
Of war being declared on your face, I'd love to assault your face with some missiles.
All right.
Thank you. Fantastic. Well,
how does Gene Simmons appear? What's he do during the whole rest of the show?
Well, hopefully Lindsay Lohan has used some of her money from that movie to pay off her astounding credit card debt. According to Radar Online, Lindsay is in debt how much? Can we guess?
$35.
Kevin?
$30,000?
Let's try $600,000.
Lindsay Lohan.
Over half a million.
Lindsay owes credit card company $600,000, a source tells RadarOnline.com. One card actually cut her off last week, but if she doesn't have the income to pay the other card and cannot make her payments, they are prepared to sue her and go after her in court.
Wow. We were talking recently about how she is affording to travel the world
right.
and all that stuff.
Without income coming in. I think... Psycho Mike, when you interviewed Lindsay Lohan, I've got the interview. Didn't you talk to her about her spending habits?
If I recall, yeah.
Let me see.
Lindsay Lohan.
I guess it didn't come up.
No.
Bean's girlfriend, Betty White.
Today?
Stop it.
No, sorry. Former Golden Girl Betty White's much anticipated stint, there we go, as guest host of NBC's Saturday Night Live is officially set for May 8th.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember this started as a Facebook campaign, Betty White to host SNL, please, started in late December, and now it has 500,000 members. The 6-time Emmy winner will be on board along with Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Molly Shannon, set to appear on the show, but they've announced a musical guest. So if you have Betty White on the show, who do you think would be an appropriate musical guest?
Someone dead?
Slayer.
Or Jay-Z.
Jay-Z?
Hova and Betty, everybody.
Oh.
Watch out.
And he's smart. He'll bring her in and she'll sing Run This Town.
Would that be the best? If she does the Rihanna part?
That would be
the greatest moment
so
ever.
I
love that.
The reason I said today is because Betty White is at the grand opening of the new Pink's Hot Dogs today at Universal City Walk. She's unveiling the Betty White dog.
Dear God, which is what's on the Betty White dog?
It's a vegan dog because she's, you know, Miss Animal lover,
right.
So she doesn't eat the animals. But yeah, the Betty White dog. That means I can drive away from this show today and
can you
go
do that
someplace
now?
And go
can you
someplace
leave now?
Where Betty White is
going to
be.
You can go somewhere else?
In person. And
be here?
I could make her mine.
What if you did that now?
I love her so much. I'm going to go yell surprise.
Yeah. And
exciting story.
Finally, Courtney Love. Thinks Rob Pattinson would be a silly choice for the role of Kurt Cobain.
Who doesn't?
As you know, last week the rumor mill was on fire with news that Robert Pattinson might play Kurt Cobain in an upcoming biopic about the Nirvana singer. The rumors turned out to be false, and apparently, according to Courtney Love, she's very happy that's the case. She reportedly told the Canadian Associated Press, quote, "That's just wrong. No offense." Admitting that she feels Twilight resonates with the teenage girl in her, she thinks Pattinson would be, quote, silly. However, her personal choice is Scottish hottie James McAvoy. Dude, he's hot.
All right.
He works.
I don't know if I see him as...
He looks pouty and, sad
Did
enough.
You think of... In the day, did you think of Kurt as hot?
He was
the great lead singer,
He was
but...
a grunge hottie. I was more of an Eddie Vedder girl, but I wouldn't have turned Kurt Cobain down.
Right.
All right. You wouldn't have turned anyone down.
That's right.
Is Courtney behind this movie? Like, is she able to sign off on some of those choices because she kind of owns the rights to his story?
According to this article, yes. It sounds like if they lean towards someone like James McAvoy or someone she is.
Because I just wonder how hot the actress is going to have to be to play Courtney Love if Courtney's the one behind it.
Apparently, it's going to be Scarlett Johansson, which is a major upgrade.
Yeah.
That would be post all the plastic surgery presents.
She ugly. She ugly. U-G-L-Y. She ain't got no alibi. She ugly.
All right. And celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday to Suge Knight.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Oh, nothing but the best.
No, I have a lot of respect for Mr. Knight, and his none of his business dealings are even shady.
Not at all. Kate Hudson, Hayden Christensen, Maria Sharapova, and my future ex-husband, James Franco. I'm Alex. That is your show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Monday on the Kevin Amin Show. Tomorrow we are going to be live back on the road. Friday we came to you live from Coachella, and tomorrow we're going to be live in Hermosa Beach at a place called St. Rock, 142 South Pacific Coast Highway. We're going to be there all morning long, 21 and up. It is free to get in. First come, first serve. Why come down? Why would you want to come down and celebrate tomorrow with Kevin and Bean?
420.
And special guest Cypress Hill, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen.
Yeah, and even if it wasn't, Cypress Hill's going to be playing live.
Cypress Hill performing live. It's Wake and Bake with Cypress Hill, celebrating their new album in stores and available online tomorrow called Rise Up.
And watch it on kevinandbean.com as well.
I still am not buying that.
You can't make it.
Well, this
I
is
I don't
our...
think it's going to actually, the show's going to actually happen.
This is second year, and I couldn't be more excited, ladies and gentlemen. It's Grilled Cheese Invitational time, and once again, please welcome Tim Walker, the founder of the Grilled Cheese Invitational. Hey, Tim.
Hello. Good to be here. Good to be here.
And you have an assistant, David, with you today, right?
Yes. This is David Spencer. He's one of the winners from last year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very
much. How about that?
We've had supermodels in. We've had actresses. We've had super hot women. People come in early and check
athletes,
out.
Athletes, astronauts.
No one has been more excited about this visit than Bean about you guys.
Well, because grilled cheese is the best food in the world.
You guys trump all.
Grilled cheese is the best food in the world. And how long has the Grilled Cheese Invitational been going on?
We are now in our eighth year of
no
Grilled
kidding.
Cheese Invitationals.
Now, refresh my memory briefly before we talk about what's happening this weekend. It didn't start in Los Angeles?
No, it started in Los Angeles in my loft in downtown LA.
It did start here, okay. But now it has spread to Austin and other cities,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. It is like the virus. It is going worldwide at this point.
Get bigger every year?
Absolutely. Last year we had 5,400 people show up thanks to the great efforts of Kevin and Bean. And this year we're expecting 8,000. And
wow.
We've actually expanded the event from just being a competition to being a festival of grilled cheese. We have over 13 vendors who are going to be providing all sorts of unbelievable samples of grilled cheese to eat.
My wife recently asked me on my birthday what I wanted for my birthday dinner. And I said grilled cheese. And she said, seriously. I said, are you serious? Grilled cheese is that good. That's what I want.
Do people come up dressed as pieces of cheese or pieces of bread?
Absolutely. Yeah, we had we had someone who came dressed as a mouth.
And was
offering tomato soup from the mouth. It was rather bizarre.
Okay.
But we had a chicken and a penguin, too. They were the official.
Were these three people at the right festival?
They were once they got there, and they all smelled remarkably of vodka.
Was surprised. Was it near West Hollywood?
No, this was in Chinatown.
Because you
places.
See penguins anyway.
Yeah. Saying.
All right, here's the question for folks who aren't familiar with the Grilled Cheese Invitational or didn't hear your interview last year. There are people out there right now who are just they're living in the dark. They don't know, and they're thinking, well, grilled cheese, there's only one way to make a grilled cheese. You got bread and you got cheese and that's it. What can they possibly do with that? But aren't there thousands of ways to make a grilled cheese?
There's thousands of ways. There's really four essential ingredients to a grilled cheese sandwich, and that's bread, butter, cheese, and victory. and if you substitute the victory, then you don't have a grilled cheese.
That's
so,
true. That is
so,
true.
So, yes, and there's a million flavor combinations, and it's the type of thing where it's incredibly simple to make, but you can make something signature,
right?
Just by now, throwing a different thing in there.
Beside the sandwiches, you also have categories.
Oh yes.
What are some of the categories?
Well, in order to you need to separate it by at least three categories. There's the missionary position sandwich, which is your standard bread, standard butter, standard cheese, no flavorings, no smoked gouda, no rosemary in your sourdough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then you have your Kama Sutra, which is anything goes. It's any type of bread, butter, or cheese with a 60% cheese on the inside.
That's to involve sting.
Yeah, and then the honey pot, which is the dessert grilled cheese. Any type of bread, any type
of
butter.
There's a dessert grilled cheese?
It is by far the best category.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
So what ingredients are allowed? Anything?
Anything, as long as the internal ingredients are 60% cheese and the sandwich is sweet.
But if you could put 60% cheese in that, but you could still put prime rib in it also if you wanted to, right? You could add a meat to it if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Eric Greenspan, the chef of the Foundry, his champion sandwich
former
in
head
2008.
Of the Fed.
Former head of the Fed, yeah.
Shut up.
Jesus Christ.
He was talking about that off the air, and I wanted to punch him right in the face. Now he's bringing it on the air.
What did he do?
His champion sandwich that he serves at the Foundry has got braised short ribs in there. It's got apricot puree. Taleggio cheese and raisin bread.
Oh, I'm getting so hungry hearing about it.
I don't recognize any of those words, but
David,
it sounds good.
Tell me about your winning entry last year in the Grilled Cheese Invitational.
I won fourth place in the missionary position. Still very proud. It's called grilled cheese fries.
Mm-hmm.
Thinly sliced strips of grilled cheese with sharp cheddar on the inside and breaded on the outside with the Parmesan.
I just had one. They are delicious.
Delightful.
What do you get for fourth place at the Grilled Cheese Invitational? Even a t-shirt or not even that much?
I got a hug. No, I got a small trophy. I'm proud of my trophy. But I also won in the spaz category.
That's the reason why I brought David here.
Whoa, you didn't say a spaz category.
Well, that's just it, is that, you know, we celebrate weirdness at the event, okay. as you can imagine.
Sure.
And
you don't know when shows.
Exactly. So the spaz factor is the je ne sais quoi. It is the you know it when you see it. If the sandwich screams spaz to you,
mm-hmm.
then you're a spaz sandwich.
I don't want mystery ingredients in my grilled cheese. I'd like to know what all the liquids are.
I think I would prefer the spaz. I think I like the spaz because you never know what you're going to get.
And David, what did you do that was so spazzerific?
It was the grilled cheese fries.
That was it. Okay.
I didn't realize I was competing for the spaz trophy, but I won it anyway.
All right. The Grilled Cheese Invitational is back this year. You said it's year 8, right, Tim?
That's right.
And it's going to be this Saturday from noon till 6. If you're lucky enough to be within driving distance of Los Angeles Center Studios, it's at 1201 West 5th Street. It's $15 at the door, but you can go online and prepay just $10 at grilledcheeseinvitational.com. We're going to take a break and come back. What are you going to make for us here today, Tim?
Well, David's been whipping up some of his grilled cheese fries. I brought my personal favorite grilled cheese sandwich, which is Kalamata olive bread, cave-age Gruyere, and caramelized onions.
This is the greatest day in the history of all days.
See? Take it easy.
Grilled Cheese Invitational. More when we return right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. Another look at the Showbiz Beat in minutes. Tim Walker, the founder of the Grilled Cheese Invitational, in our studio right now. I could smell the victory that you were talking about right there in that pan.
See, there you go.
What's this grilled cheese that you're cooking up right now,
this
Tim?
This right here is Kalamata olive loaf with cave-age Gruyere and caramelized onions.
And this is your personal favorite?
This is my personal favorite. This is my go-to grilled cheese when I'm really hankering for one.
Tim,
you hanker for one? I mean, you run a grilled cheese invitational. Don't you get, like, tired of it and not?
Come April 25th, I go into seclusion and don't touch a shred of cheese for at least 2 months.
Okay, right. That's what I would think.
But leading up to it, you know.
Tim, how did the Grilled Cheese Invitational start? You said it started in your garage. What was the genesis of the idea?
Basically, I lived in an artist loft in downtown L.A., and as part of living in an artist loft, what happens is when you sign your lease, there's a little clause in there that says you must throw epic parties.
All right. That's awesome.
You know, it's both awesome and a burden. But as part of throwing epic parties, being a vegetarian, I would have bread, butter, and cheese at the house. And so it was the go-to food I could cook whenever I needed to cook
anything.
That's
not epic.
Yeah, that's not epic.
But everybody's happy to see grilled cheeses come out when they're at a party.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. And so one of the things I noticed is that, you know, when I was making grilled cheese, everybody would say, no, you butter the bread first? What, are you crazy? You don't butter the bread first.
Oh, they told you did it wrong.
The butter in the, yeah.
So you didn't start out like a Yoda of grilled cheese.
No, not at all.
Or maybe he did. He just had to convince everyone how right he was by showing them the error of their ways.
Exactly. But what I noticed is that everyone has their own grilled cheese.
Right.
And so it just kind of dawned on me that, you know, what we should do is throw a party here, throw an event, have everyone come down, cook their grilled cheese, and we'll find out who amongst us is the grilled cheese champion.
Is everyone local, or do people travel to come to yours?
The first one, everyone was local. Now we have chefs coming in from New York, from Birch Coffee in New York City.
How about that?
I think we have some coming from Colorado, too.
The Grilled Cheese Invitational we're talking about is this Saturday at the Los Angeles Center Studios, 1201 West 5th Street. Go to grilledcheeseinvitational.com. You were telling us about something that's happening tomorrow in the grilled cheese world that's pretty exciting.
Absolutely, yeah. The grilled cheese truck, local here to Los Angeles, they were just voted like number one truck of all time.
Wait, this is like one of those trucks that drives around to construction sites and has Mexican food?
No, they kind of hang out in front of bars. And,
okay, these days those trucks go wherever, and then people just tweet the location.
But I mean, that's the nature of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
They are rolling out their Chronic Melt tomorrow.
Oh.
In honor of President's Day.
Sure. And I know what's not in the Chronic Melt. It should be, but what is in the Chronic Melt?
It isn't?
I can't imagine it is.
I don't think there's any ghee or anything like that, but they haven't told me what's in the Chronic Melt, but I know that they're rolling it out tomorrow. Look at that. Look at that right there.
That's beautiful,
look at
the way
that's
grilled.
Bread.
No, that's perfect.
That's like Marilyn Monroe.
Imagine how many of the Chronic Melts you could sell to people who are high.
Take it easy over there.
Imagine.
Right, I know.
Hey, David, are you entering again this year?
I am entering again.
And what are you bringing?
His spasness?
My spasness.
Spasticity?
It's still entering the missionary position, which is just a challenge.
I don't
to try
see
to
you
win.
As being capable of anything harder than that, to
no,
be honest.
That's basically it.
Having met you, I think you've peaked with the missionary position.
I think so. Four kinds of cheese, two kinds of bread. Wow. And a lot of butter. Lots and lots and lots of butter.
Yeah, that's great.
Is there a bad boy of grilled cheese? Doesn't plays by his own rules?
The closest to that would be Eric Greenspan. He is a force to be reckoned with.
Don't do it, Bean.
He is...
Keep going.
He is actually... He's the chef of the Foundry. He's going to be opening his own restaurant, his own grilled cheese restaurant,
oh, nice.
I believe over the summer. And his sandwich, the Champ, that he features at the Foundry, it didn't have a name before he went to the Grilled Cheese Invitational. Now it's exclusively the Champ.
Oh, wow.
And he is unveiling a new sandwich this year at the Grilled Cheese Invitational. Something he's been working on.
In the lab?
Yeah. As far as other bad boys, not really.
He's like Sean White. He's got a place out in the desert he can only get to by helicopter so that he can train without anyone stealing
his
moves.
Just a little grill.
Exactly.
All right. Tim, before we go, we're almost out of time. GrilledCheeseInvitational.com is the website for all the information about this Saturday. I'd like to help you out since you've given so much to the world with the Grilled Cheese Invitational. You're currently unemployed?
Yes.
What kind of job do you need, dude? Because we got a lot of people listening who might be able to help you.
We like grilled cheese a lot.
Yeah. Well, I'm available for bar mitzvahs, birthday parties, that sort of thing.
Do you
thing.
Have any skills talents, at all really? That might be useful to somebody?
Writer, performer, producer, event producer.
Did you have a showbiz job before?
Yeah.
Working on TV or something?
I was
working
in the entertainment industry, but, as an assistant to a producer. Also had our own show that we built out of the loft called the Ministry of Unknown Science that was pretty cool.
All right, so if you need a hardworking guy who gets it, who's in the entertainment industry and can do lots of different things.
Dude came up with a grilled cheese invitational that people come to from all over the world.
Thousands of people show up.
Come on.
Yeah. Not only,
Great America, come on!
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, not only the event producer of all time.
Exactly.
They may
ask you to do the next Olympics after this.
Jesus, I hope so.
USA! USA!
Exactly.
USA! 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 USA!
All right, thank you. You can get in touch with Tim and get all the information about the event this weekend at the grilledcheeseinvitational.com. We'll take a break, come back with the showbiz beat, but we got to go eat some grilled cheese now.
I got to add, though, if anyone out there listening still wants to compete, we have a competition slot still open.
Oh, okay.
If you've got the grapes.
Okay.
If you think you're part of the few, the proud, and the mutant that could come down and be a grilled cheese champion.
Sweet.
Sign up on site. And we're going to have, by the way, Tillamook Cheddar is on site. They're going to be handing out thousands of grilled cheese samples all day.
What's the website one more time?
Grilled cheese.
How are you going to come at Tillamook
Cheddar? I'm just kidding.
What's the website? I'm sorry.
The website.
Seriously, now
it can't still be funny to you.
Seriously, it's not. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The website is IRS.com.
Nice. GrilledCheeseInvitational.com. Thanks, Tim.
Tim, I'll give you $100 not to give any of that to Bean.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Hey, I'm unemployed. I'll take whatever.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:38.
Just saying that was pretty good grilled cheese. That's what I'm saying.
It was a really good grilled cheese.
Really good grilled cheese. All right, Kevin and Beach are here. We do have showbiz stories to give you, but we also have a late-breaking development on a story.
No, we don't have time for that. I'm sorry.
Yes, we do. Late-breaking news on a story we talked about earlier. Kevin, is it possible that you were at Coachella over the weekend and you thought you were texting obscene things to our friend Omar, and in fact you were texting them to somebody whose phone number was very close to Omar's?
Well, it was one-off, yes, and I did think that it was Omar.
And you texted incredibly filthy things to Omar.
Well, incredibly filthy things that Omar would think were funny.
Right. But not the type of thing you necessarily introduce yourself to a perfect stranger with, right?
Correct.
Okay. Can you put your phone down and we can talk to the person you were texting?
I'm looking for the text so I can get this.
Because apparently that poor person who accidentally received all of your texts is named Debbie, and she joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. I think somebody has earned an apology, Kevin. That's what I think.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Kevin.
Debbie, was it Saturday night? Is that when the text started pouring in?
Oh, it was. It was. It was very interesting.
And where were you at the time?
I was sitting out on my patio talking to my husband, and I got these text messages, and I'm looking at the number, and I'm thinking, okay, I don't know this number, so I opened it and read it, and then I thought to myself, I really don't know this number.
Did you show it to your husband, or did you quick put it away?
No, actually, I kind of ignored it, and then I got the second one.
All right,
and
listen.
Then I thought, well, you know, this poor person is really trying to get something... sent to someone.
Yeah.
So I text back and said, I think you have the wrong number.
Right.
You may want to check. And then I got the next text message.
All right, let me read the messages. Let me read the messages because people can't imagine how horrible this must have been for you.
Oh.
We have a guy named Omar. We work at a radio station, off the air. His joke is always what he's going to do on your head. Okay?
Uh-huh.
He says that a lot. That makes sense to him. Okay. So I text to who I think is Omar, where are you at? Debbie, who I don't know is not Omar at the time, texts back, who is this? You dialed the wrong number.
Very kind of her, by the way, to take the time to do that.
But I think...
It's Omar goofing you.
Oh, Omar, he's making it funny. He doesn't want to hang out with me, whatever. So I don't think at all I have the wrong number yet. So then I text, the S word on your head. Now.
Yes, you did.
Okay, now, but wait
for Debbie.
But wait, Debbie.
Debbie's just trying to enjoy an evening with her husband out on the patio, Kevin.
But that's really funny to Omar only. Not you so much. So I text that to you, and then you don't respond, and then... I text, hey, F-head, where are you? And then Debbie very nicely writes, okay, hello, really, you have the wrong number. And then I was so embarrassed, I just typed back, oops.
What did you think was going on, Debbie?
Well, I truly thought someone had the wrong phone number, obviously.
Right. I did. I guarantee I did.
And how old did you think that person was? 12? 13?
Well, you know... No, my 23-year-old daughter was over, and she's actually the one who sent the last one that said, okay, really?
Oh really? God. Your daughter did? You turned it over to her because it was just too hot to handle?
And I said, look, see if you can get through to this person, because honestly, I was trying to figure out how to block the call on my phone.
Of course, yeah, because at this point, you don't know if you're opening yourself up to 1,000 of these texts.
I know.
You know the zero in the last four numbers?
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be a six. Who knew? Who knew? So I had the wrong number.
That's okay.
I'm really sorry.
So then producer Alex from the Kevin and Bean Show, I guess she contacted you to ask if we could talk to you because Kevin has something he'd like to say to you, Debbie.
I'm really sorry. I already said that.
I just want to make sure that she got that.
Say that to you.
Well, you know,
I mean, I haven't met you. I might, but I'm saying I don't know you. I would never say that to somebody I don't know.
You know what you can do? You can shout out a Hey Christine at Sam Ash in Canoga Park.
Hey Christine at Sam Ash. Huh?
In Canoga Park.
In Canoga Park.
Christina.
Hey. She was the one who finally got through to you.
Okay. Wow. All right. So we're all square then. There won't be any lawsuit coming or anything like that.
Oh, heck no.
We're cool. Okay. All right.
So we cool.
We cool.
None of that's going to happen, I promise.
All right.
Alrighty.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about Kevin coming to your house looking for your head, okay?
All right, you're the best.
All right, Debbie, thanks so much for talking to us on the Kevin and Bean Show. We really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
When
I wish everyone was that cool.
Of course, tomorrow we have a live show, but maybe the day after we should have people call in who have accidentally texted or called the wrong number with horrific consequences.
Repeatedly.
We got lucky that time.
We got lucky because she was so cool.
Because she was so cool.
Right.
It could have been worse. Yeah. All right. Speaking of tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, please join us. It is free to get in, 21 and up. We are going to be at St. Rock, 142 South Pacific Coast Highway. That's in Hermosa Beach, California. And we're going to be there doing the show as usual. Cypress Hill is going to be our special guest. Their new album comes out, available for download and in stores, called Rise Up. It is great. They are going to be, it's Wake and Bake with Cypress Hill in the great tradition of the Kevin and Bean Breakfasts of the past. We're going to be there. You're going to get a chance to ask them questions. They're going to be performing live for us. And it's going to be great as we celebrate 420. I think that's all the time we have for today.
Really? We don't have time for showbiz or anything?
I thought we were done.
All right. Fine with me. I got stories, but that's fine with me. I'll move on.
So that's tomorrow right here on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Don't go away. Kat Corbett's up next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. I can't wait to see what kind of shape Kat is going to be in, by the way, because I know for a fact that she was still there till the end last night.
Yeah. She's a lightweight, by the way. She's a lightweight.
What, Kat is?
Yeah, Kat's a lightweight.
I didn't
know that. I thought I had respect for her, but now she's a lightweight. I don't know. She's like, I'm like, where are you going afterwards?
I'm too tired. You don't understand. I was at a filter party.
Cassett got the new one from Jack Johnson called You and Your Heart. She's also going to be playing some Paramore, Green Day, Local H, yes, and AFI. Straight ahead, right after this on Q.